Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? Happy y'all, how you doing? Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk, and it's a sunny day out here in Central Texas area. How y'all doing out there? Hope everybody's having a wonderful day so far. I know I am. All right. All right, y'all, I need to know how I'm sounding out there. I had to change mics today, so y'all let me know how I'm sounding out there. Hopefully I'm sounding loud and clear. I'm sounding pretty good to you. Beasley, I see you out there, man. What's going on? What's going on? All right, y'all, man, we got a good show. Today is another open conversation day. And, you know, here's the reason why I chose open conversation, man, because, you know, sometimes we just need to leave the area open. You know what I mean? Sometimes we don't need to be talk. We don't need to talk about a specific topic. We need to leave it out there so people can get stuff off their mind. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I chose today to be open conversation, and probably the rest of the week probably will be open conversation, because sometimes it's just needed. It's just needed. I'm just going to be honest with you. It is. All right. But anyway, you know, so once again, welcome to the show. You want to be a part of the conversation, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. If you join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Hey, I told you I made it simple. Wesley, what's up, man? I see you. Guest 1545, guest 1546, welcome to the show. All right, man. As you can see, man, we got some energy today, and we ready to do some things. Okay, I had to catch my breath. I'm talking a little bit too fast now. All right, but anyway, you know, if you want to send me an email, that's fine also, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Hey, I take all. Come to me. Talk to me. You know, man, I tell you. You know, I was just watching what the president on television. He had this big old press conference, and basically, what did he tell us that we didn't already know? I mean, was this a press conference just to say this? Just to say we had a press conference again, and I put forth what I've been saying the whole time. Okay. Look, it's like this. Either tell us something is happening or don't tell us anything at all. You understand? We are tired of hearing the same old mumbo jumbo all over again. It's just that simple. You know, yeah, we know the Republicans do this, the Democrats doing this, the Libertarians, the Tea Party, the yo-yos, the knuckleheads, whatever. We're tired of hearing it. Just let us know when y'all got your stuff together and we have a solution. And what is so hard about that? Every other day we got a press conference going on and it's saying a whole lot of mumbo jumbo, but really saying nothing. Okay. Once again, things that are said on the show are my opinion that I say. A lot of it is my opinion, so you don't have to agree with me, but it's just to get you a little things to think about. You know, oh, my goodness. Well, I'm just putting it out there, y'all. I'm just putting it out there, all right? And that's the way I see it. I mean, he's still standing up there, and they're still talking about nothing. And you know what? And it's crazy because the reporters keep asking the same question, just in different terms, different using different words, phrasing it different. But it's the same freaking question. Come on. He's not going to tell you no more than he wants you to know. When will they figure that out? Oh, I understand. They have a job to do, so let them do their job. Correct? All right. At least they got a job. They have jobs to do, right? Because some of us out there still waiting on that call back. But anyway, I'm just putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm not saying anything y'all don't already know. I'm sure of that. All right, Dabu One, welcome to the show. You know, also, before we get too much further in the show, I want to say yesterday we talked about something Wesley brought up, saying about the moon and planets and things like that. And I told you I was going to look. I really was. Well, I must admit, I didn't find out anything about blowing up planets or anything like that. But I did find out some very, you know, it's amazing what happened when you start doing research, man. I'm telling you, you go and you find some of the things go on, craziness. And so instead of just hitting that a little bit, I think I'm going to dedicate a whole show to why we haven't been back to the moon and the things that surround all that. I think we're going to do a show on that probably next week sometime, but we're going to do a show on that also, because I found out a lot of interesting things. And you know the most interesting thing about that was, no matter how far you went forward or how far back you went, it all ended up on like a spiritual, a spiritual vibe to it. So, yeah, you know, we're going to do a little bit more research, but be looking for a show like that very, very soon. Also, Thursday, man, the show is branching out a little bit. We're going to have a show Thursday evening. I'm still trying to think of a good time. We're bringing a new show to the front, Marriage 101, where we're going to be taking a look at marriage and the single life also, but we're going to be taking a look at it from a secular point of view and a spiritual point of view. So that's a new show we're going to be working on, and we're going to have a different host also, you know, that's more enlightened on certain things than I am. So, you know, look forward to that too. Y'all think of a good time for me, and, you know, we can go ahead and get that scheduled, but that will be this Thursday. It'll be like a pilot show and see how that works out, okay? So as you can see, a lot of things going on, man. We moving some things around here, but we about to make it happen, all right? All right. Now, with that being said, let's get on with the get on. House rules are as follows. When you call in as an adult, I'm not going to go through all of the particulars. By now, you should know them. Okay, if you don't know them by now, don't worry about it. We'll let you know when you violate them. Okay, it's just that simple. Beasley asked me yesterday, why you do the rules all over again? And I told him, sometimes, you know, you have to remind them, but they break them anyway. So you have to remind them during the show sometimes. Because, you know, a lot of people like to come in late, so they can really say, well, I didn't know the rules. That's all right. We can get you. When you violate them, that's all right. I'll let you know. But I will say one thing, one rule that I will stand for. You won't get any breaks on, and that's the use of the N-word. That's not allowed on the show. I mean, you know, there are certain things, you know, I'm kind of particular about, but that there is a real important one to me. So if you use it, you know, get ready for the shotgun and the taser, because it's coming. And if you say it too much, you may end up on the outside looking in. That's all I'm saying about that. But other than that, you know, we love to hear everybody. So come on, get your calls in, you know, and join the conversation, because, hey, as always, the conversation be kicking off. The chat room, you know, we got Enjoying Life just joined us. Welcome to the show. And you know, things like that, we are ready, man. We're ready for a great show today. So sit back, go ahead and get that cup of Joe, the afternoon cocktail, your cigar, whatever your big fat blunt, whatever you gonna do to relax and enjoy the show, and just let's do this, man. Let's do this. All right. Oh man, I tell you, man, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So those were basically the house rules in a quick, short manner. All right. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Now let's get to the quote of the day. The quote of the day. Because, also, if y'all want to hear a song of the day, hey, let me know. Let me know now, because I can find them and I will play them. I don't care what it is. If you want to hear Beethoven's Symphony 89, if I can find it, I'll play it for you. All right? I will. It don't matter to me. I love music. I love all genres of music. So it doesn't matter. I know there's a plethora of songs and music out there that everybody likes. So, if you want to hear it on the show as the song of the day, let me know. Or is there a quote that you find that you like, you think is real good and people should hear it? Send that to me also. That's why I give you the email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Send me all that stuff, man. I'll get to it and I'll put it on the air. I have no problem with that. Please understand, though, I get a lot of emails during the run of a day, so it takes me a while to go through them, but I get to it. I promise you that. I promise you. All right, but as for today, the quote of the day is as follows. Be happy. Be yourself. If others don't like it, then let them be. Happiness is a choice. Life isn't about pleasing everybody. Does it need to get any plainer than that? I don't think it does. Does it? And I say this all the time. The only one who can make you happy is you. If you remember that, and of course, me and Beasley's life theory, don't do dumb stuff, then, man, you got that battle beat right there. You really do. Think about it. Think about it now. Being born is easy and dying is easy. Those are the two things that you know are going to happen. You have no control of that. Now, what's in between, then, hey, why not be happy? Be yourself. Live your life to the fullest. I'm telling you. What's it say? The song 16 Families That Control the World by the OJs. All right. I had to look that one up, Wesley. All right, but yeah, that's the quote, man. Be happy, be yourself. If others don't like it, then let them be. Happiness is a choice. Life isn't about pleasing everybody. And you know what, though? Here's another thing I'm going to put out there real fast. And we touched on this a little bit yesterday also about this mind control and the medication the young girl was taking. You have to watch some of this medication these folk are giving you, man, because some of this medication is made to take your happiness away from you. It really is. And you get to taking it, and you don't realize it, man. You don't realize it because you get just used to taking it and taking it and taking it and taking it. But then you have to sit back sometimes and wonder, well, dang, I used to do this. I used to do that. I used to feel this. Now I'm feeling down and dragging and like I'm a zombie. Because if you're taking that medication and you really ain't paying attention to what these folk are giving you. Now, how do I know that? Because it took me a moment to realize that was going on also. But once I realized it, I sure corrected it. Yes, I did. And I feel so much better for it. Yes, I do. Sound like I was talking to a baby, though. But anyway. Oh, man, I could help that. All right, all right, all right. All right, but anyway. So, regardless of that, quote of the day is be happy, be yourself. If others don't like it, then let them be. Happiness is a choice. Life isn't about pleasing everybody. All right? And as I said before, only you can make yourself happy. Remember that and you'll be better off. Okay. That was good, wasn't it? I know. All right, y'all. Here it is. Now, for this, this goes back a little bit, but somebody said they wanted to hear it yesterday, and I told them I'd play it. I found it. Yeah, man, this takes me back to my days, I'm telling you. Oh, Lord have mercy. I can relate to this song right here because you know what? This song was the bomb back in the diggity day. So without further ado, man, we're going to go on and bring these boys, Parliament, up in here and let it go with Aqua Boogie.
I am third nose, D-boy up front. I can't swim. I never could swim. I never will swim. I'll put me down. Back on my leg. I told you I could use that. I told you I can't swim. Oh, no. Put me down. I hate water.
I'm
man, y'all talk about something nasty and funky. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, I tell you, that was Parliament Funkadelic, baby. Y'all don't know, but some of y'all don't know about that, but that is some music. That's what you call true music right there, man. I'm telling you, man, oh, my goodness. If you were still sitting in your seat after that, man, I don't know. You may not have no pulse or something, because that you got to get up and move to that, man. That's what that bass gun, you know, Boosie beating it up over there. Boy, I'm telling you, then you brought the little keyboard in, man. I'm telling you, what you, boy, some of y'all don't know nothing about no good music, but that is what we call good music, man. I'm telling you. Uncle Boogie, baby. Oh, never learn to swim. Can't comprehend the stroke. All right. Oh, man. Now, that's a song of the day. That's what dang old sure. All right. We got to, man, I got so hyped off that song. I was already hyped, but that just added a little bit more to it. My goodness, that was funky. All right, y'all. I'm coming down. Oh, man, I see. All right, y'all. Once again, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. That was your song of the day, Aqua Boogie by Parliament Funkadelic. You want to join the conversation today, no problem. Just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Join me in the chat room. On there, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Also, for those that just want to send me messages and don't want to have, you know, calling anything like that, no problem. Just send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Other than that, man, we ready to get busy. Today is open conversation, and that means whatever, however, how long you want it to be. That's what we're going to talk about. Hey, I'm telling you, man, we ain't got nothing but time on our hands today. Well, almost nothing but time. But, you know, it is what it is. Benny, I see you. What's going on out there? All right, y'all. So, I'm still hyped off that song, man. I'm telling you. Good Lord. Oh, man, I almost, y'all know what, though, I almost wanted to start playing God Dang On DJ, hit y'all with some flashlight after that, but we never got to the show then, that's for dang on sure. Been dancing the whole freaking time. All right. I'm coming down, y'all, I'm all right. Hey, it's always good to feel good about what's going on and about yourself. Hey, no matter what's going on, you should always have a smile on your face. Because, you know, smiles make certain things go on and certain things may say, what's up? But I see out there, what's going on, man? How you doing? Welcome to the show. All right, anyway, open conversation today, man, and let's get on. Wesley, and I told you, man, I checked out the thing, and like I said before, man, you know, it's a lot of religious stuff behind, religious theory and stories behind that, so we're going to get to your moon thing, and then we're going to schedule a show on that, man, because I'm interested in that, too, a little bit right now, so, but you know what? If y'all want to find out more about that, no problem. Just go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. I'm always dropping stuff down on that page also. So check that out, okay? So I see somebody been waiting nice and patiently with their hand up. So let me go on and bring them in so we can get on with this open conversation today, because you know what? It's time to talk. Let's talk, y'all. All right. 111, welcome to the show. How you doing? What you doing? How's your Tuesday going?
Oh, I'm spectacular.
You know I'm talking to you.
This is the Brown Beasley. And I know I appreciate the funk. And I just was thinking about how me and friends of mine, we really dedicated ourselves to the funk. We were original funksters. Well, not really original, because if you go back with Parliament and Funkadelic, they came out like in the late 60s and 71, 72. But we went and extrapolated backwards and listened to all that. But, you know, the evolution of Sir Knows, when Flashlight was introduced, you know, he didn't dance. He refused to dance. He said, I don't care how funky this is. If you're coming down from this mothership and you think you're going to make me dance, I'm not going to dance. I'll never dance. You can't make me dance. And I don't know if you're old enough to have attended a funk festival, but that was like in 77, and it went all over the country. I saw it at the Los Angeles Coliseum, and it filled the whole Coliseum up. And he refused to dance, and I was up close, and I was a youngster. But when that music got to playing, you know, Sir Nose couldn't help himself. He fought it. He fought the funk, you know, as long as he could, and he had to give it up. Now, after Flashlight, a couple of years later, you know, you had Aqua Boogie came out. So he's already succumbed to the funk. Starchild already got Sir Nose to succumb to the funk, and he danced. But now it was time to, now it was time to swim. I'm going to make you swim with this funk. I'm going to make you swim with this funk. And, no, George Clinton and Philip Wynn and the rest of the funksters were on some heavy-duty stuff. Now, they partied, and they expanded their mind in major ways, but they were embracing extraterrestrials and the mothership. The mothership. Represent. The mothership was bringing the funk from a different galaxy.
Yep.
You know, Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-covered freaking habit form. Man, let's not get started on the funk, man.
Oh, man. See. So you know about them walking around stage with them aluminum things on their head. See?
Them diapers, man. I've seen them thousands of times all over the country.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But there's I have some friends that have been that were so affected by that, you know?
Really?
That changed their whole style of dressing, changed their whole style of thinking, the way that they talked. They completely bought into it. They completely bought into it.
It's easy, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Well, I'm not going to tell my age, but, you know, I went to a couple of the concerts in the Jacksonville Municipal Coliseum also, so I know what you're talking about, man.
Right. Funk not only moved, it can be removed, you dig?
Yeah.
Desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary funksmanship. Man, they were...
Beasley, watch out now. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
Yes, sir. You know, and then Bootsy stepped out for a moment, although he was all part of the crew, you know, and I ain't going to lie, I fell in love with Bootsy, man. I'm like, oh.
How could you not?
You know.
he had to stretch it out. He first came, he was stretching out on a rubber band.
Yep. Oh, man.
He had to stretch it on out on a rubber band. Interesting thing is also the origins of the funk. You know, because everything is on the one, originates with James Brown.
Yeah, Bootsy, you're right.
Bootsy's band was from Cincinnati. They were a backup to James Brown that they weren't used. But James Brown was a pretty shrewd businessman, and his band members, they got a little, you know, they didn't like the way the money was getting cut up, so he fired a ball. And Bootsy said that they were available right there because all they did was play James Brown music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he hired them right away. And, you know, James Brown apparently used to get mad at them because, you know, Bootsy and them, they like to party. They like to stretch out on a rubber band and expand their mind. And, you know, James Brown said he didn't try anything, you know, to get high until he was 50. He was a late bloomer.
Yeah.
But,
it's late blue.
No, but so the funk, I mean, if you remember the song, James Brown always told you it was on the one. And, you know, later on, Parliament Funkadelic had songs, you know, everything is on the one. Oh, don't get me started on the funk. And there's so many, there's multiple meanings of that, of the one.
Yeah, you made it sound a little country then, though, Beasley.
Well, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans, man. I am from Los Angeles, and there are
Country
folks in Los Angeles. In fact, they say Los Angeles, some say Lower Alabama, but there are some. At any rate, sorry, let me not discriminate against my country brothers because.
I have to admit, man, country done got to it now compared to what it used to be. So, you know,
country music or country people?
Yeah.
Never mind. Never mind.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So anyway, Mr. Beasley, did you catch any of that great speech by our illustrious president? Like I said, I don't know what your take on it, but he didn't tell us anything we didn't already know. I mean, that's my take on it. Anyway.
He's arguing his case. He said a few little things that I caught him on, you know. He said something about our private lives. You know, in your private life, I'm like, we don't have no private life. What are you talking about? You ain't done nothing to protect our private lives. Miss me with the private life. Then he said something, he was going to have to go over to Asia to protect American jobs. I'm like, fool, don't you think that's part of the problem? They done shipped all the jobs over to Asia? And you have to go to Asia to protect American jobs? And then he called the people, you know, you don't want to be a deadbeat. You know, you don't want to be a deadbeat nation. And, you know, he was supposed to be there to, you know, to make it easier, have a softer landing for people to have difficulty paying their mortgages. So, I mean, he's a politician. He does what he does.
Exactly.
He does what he does.
And you know what? That's the game they're playing, all of them playing right now, the little politician game. You know, at the end of the day, they probably going to meet at the same bar and have drinks and talk, okay, this is what we're going to do tomorrow. You say this, I say that. You know, everybody want to make a big thing of, you know, O'Connor, Rand, was it? Oh, not Reed and
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, you know, talking. But if anybody pay attention, he already said, I'm mic'd up. So, you know, if you saying I'm mic'd up, and then
like
you start
action.
Talking.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Action.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know why anybody going to get all excited about that, because that was a stage thing, now, if you ask me. It just looked too suspicious. You know, for you to say I'm mic'd up, then just start talking like that makes no sense. But
I'm not sure what Rand Paul did.
Nothing, just talk.
Same old stuff about how they were talking.
Yeah, they were just talking. Right. You know, basically, I guess they supposed to be off, you know, off camera, or whatever, and they were talking about they think they can win the argument, the battle they got going on right now, so forth and so on. But like I said, it seemed more staged than anything. You know, for you to be standing behind the podium, say, okay, I'm mic'd up, and then all of a sudden y'all just start talking. No. That didn't seem right. But anyway, you know, so it's the game they play in Washington, and we as the people, the citizens, you know, we pay the price, but we the fault because we elected all them idiots up there, and we got to deal with what we deal with now because we did it.
You said something pretty interesting, and I think it, you know, has to do with your military background and understanding. He said they're only going to tell us as much as they want us to know.
Right.
And I got to thinking about military protocol, and the stream of information, and you know how the private isn't going to know as much as the corporal, who's not going to know as much as the sergeant. Who's not going to know as much as the lieutenant and the colonel? Your pay grade
right.
and your rank determines how much
exactly.
information you actually have access to. So,
thank you. That's it.
Yeah. So you know, right I saw that when you said that. On a completely other note, Dodgers came back in the bottom of the eighth yesterday and hit a home run that lit up Dodger Stadium. And the Dodgers are moving forward to the National League Championship Series. And it's been a long time since my team won the World Series.
Well, congratulations to your Dodgers there, Beasley.
Right.
But I don't think I'd say I'm a Jaguar for life, baby. Them Jacksonville Jaguars.
I respect you for that, too, because they're probably the worst team in the NFL right now.
You know what? Here's the thing. Everybody keeps saying they're the worst team. But you know what? They're not at the bottom of the statistics, so that can't make you the worst team.
I respect somebody.
We may be one of the youngest, and we have our issues, but it's okay. We're going to get – everybody has their little – what you call it. But anyway.
You got to stick with your team. I'm a Raider fan, you know, and I'm also a USC fan. And, it's part of the cycle. You got to stick with your folks. You got to have some loyalty there. I'm just not going to jump on another ship because my team's not doing well right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, there's a lot of folk that will do that, but I'm not one of them. Jaguars,
and,
baby. All right. Anyway.
That speaks to their character, their lack of character, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speak to their character, their lack of character. Do you need to lick your finger and put it in the wind to find out which way the wind's blowing before you decide what decisions you're going to make?
Or heck no.
Just be you? How many people are afraid to be them? Or how many people curry favor to people so they'll be liked?
Thank you. Thank you. You know, that's part of the quote of the day, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's exactly why I mentioned it. It resonated. Yeah. It resonated with me.
Yep.
In case you haven't heard, there's certain areas on BTR where Brown Beasley is not liked. But that's okay. I'm just being me.
Hey,
it happens.
Like I say, it happens. You know, you're not going
to
be nice
to me.
Like
you're nice to me. I'm going to be nice to you. Send me a curveball. I'm going to send you a curveball.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know, and
that's something.
That's something a lot of people don't understand. You know, you're not going to get along with everybody all the time. It's just not going to happen. If that is everybody be perfect, government would like you to think so, but that's not
right.
What's going to happen. If you being you, you're going to disagree with someone. Someone's going to disagree with you. But the thing is to get over it, deal with it, and move on. That's all you got to do. It's not hard, but we make it hard. We really do. Speaking of hard and carrying on, you know. We done talked about this a couple of times on the show, but these robots, man, I was just, you know, in the morning times I get up and turn on the news, see what's going on, right? And CNN had this thing on about this robot, you know, that can run up to 60 miles an hour and, you know, can climb mountains, and they got something that can hop on top of buildings. And I just thought about it, man, we are really going, if you don't understand what's going on around you right now, you better wake up, because these folk aren't playing. They have humanoid robots now, and they are actually walking upright like humans. And that's what I'm saying, man. Y'all, I'm telling you, y'all just don't understand. I have to research certain things for the show, you know, or even from the previous show that we talked about, and I want to go and check up on it. And, man, you know, if you go back and research a lot of it goes way back to the ancient times, but it's right here in what they would consider the future, but we consider the present. You know, and you go back and you start piecing things together, and you're like, my goodness, you know, all this can't be just stories people been telling. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I know some of y'all don't believe what I'm telling you right now, but you know what? I'm going to let you see for yourself, because what I'm about to do, I'm about to put a couple of links in the chat room for those that's in the chat room. I'm going to check them out on you for yourself, because I couldn't believe when I was looking at it, I'm like, wow, this is really crazy. Someone has to do with Agenda 21. You know, anybody don't know what Agenda 21 is, where you been at? But anyway, so, you know, I was going to play a clip, but I decided not to, because it's about 9 minutes long. I really don't want to bore everybody with it like that. So I just put the links in the chat room and let y'all go ahead and take a look at it that way, so you can determine for yourself that I'm not making it up. And, of course, you know, they say it's for military use and all that other good stuff like that. But, hey, it is what it is. What you about to say, Beasley?
I want to ask you something. Have you ever been to, like, a chain store or maybe a fast food place or Target or Walmart or something, and you're dealing with, like, someone in management, and you have a difficulty with the problem and maybe a return, and you felt like you're talking to a corporate robot?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying, but no.
You know, the corporate answer.
Man, and it doesn't stop. Well, thank you very much, sir. But I'm sorry, our policy doesn't think the receipt says 31 days. It's supposed to be 30 days. You're dealing with robots already. You're dealing with people that are programmed. And it's all over the place.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All over.
A bank manager that you're trying to get a reverse of fee, when they get stuck in that mode, they are definitely robots. And they're not going to have...
Tell me about it.
They're not going to have, like, no, let me explain to you. Here's what happened. Here's the problem. And when they get stuck in that robot mode, they're robots.
Exactly. And I used to work for a bank, and you know, for customer service, in fact, and I know exactly what you're talking about. You know,
right.
You're like, look, y'all taking these. Well, no, we cannot do that. That is not. Oh, okay, whatever.
Right.
You
policy.
Know, yeah, it's policy. You can't go anything. I'm like, you crazy as heck. But anyway, let me bring Ebony in. And Ebony, hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mr. Talk?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. And let me bring Mr. Wesley in also. Wesley, my
hey.
Brother, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing? Hey, man, speaking of robots, man, I'm an electrician, man. I don't know if y'all know it, man. I wired up some robots for the GM plant, man. And around about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when you ain't had no sleep and them things still moving and working and you walking around amongst them
right.
things, man.
Mm-hmm.
Those are scary things, man. Those are things scary, dog. I ain't lying, man. And these are ones that just stay in one place and just move, man. These are not the ones that can move around. But they got robots that can do surgery, man.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I've seen it also. Yeah, I've seen it also. But let me let Ebony get something in because I know she don't call off and she probably has a show today. So go ahead, Miss Ebony.
Well, I got a show today, but I did just call in to kind of listen in and have a little chat with you. How's BD?
Oh, okay.
How are you doing? And
oh, I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Good. And Wesley, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Ms. Elves. Everything good?
Oh, sounding good. I called in just really to ask you about the government shutdown. Because, you know, we're hearing over here a lot about government shutdown, and I don't know, has your government shut down? What's going on?
Well, it's not.
It's gone quiet.
Well, go ahead, BJ.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just know what they tell us.
Yeah.
It hasn't affected my life that much as of yet.
Yeah, it's
right.
not a complete government shutdown because that would be total chaos if that happened. But it's one of those things where it's more in the paperwork realm where they jockeying paperwork around more than anything, you know. And it's crazy because it's more of a than anything else. That, to be honest with you, that's all it is really, you know. It's something coming up on the 17th as far as the debt ceiling that could mean a whole lot more trouble than, you know, just being paperwork because we won't be able to pay bills, so they say. But once again, I go back to all these other operations, you know, that's going on because they're finding money to send people back to work for DOD. So that tells me one thing right there. It's not a complete government shutdown. Just basically,
right.
as they consider the non-essential individuals, you know, like the parks and everything like that, they shut down. But as far as the government, actually people in the government working, a lot of them still working. They don't want you to know this, you know, because Congress is still getting paid. So it can't be a complete shutdown. You
right.
know what I'm saying? You know, but
yeah.
if you're hearing them saying anything about that. But
right.
it is more just I think it's more of a political ploy type of thing that, you know, they can do to say, okay, we're partially shut down. We don't have any funding for this because October 1st each year is a new fiscal year here in America. So,
okay.
you know, and that's when we're supposed to have a budget to pay bills and to do all that other stuff and fun things. And, you know, it's just one of those little political games they like to play. That's my opinion anyway. Now,
okay.
I mean, I'm open for other opinions if y'all would like to explain more to her.
Well, we're hearing it over here, and it sounded like, wow, America's shut down? What's going on?
Well, see, and that's the other thing. You know, it's a lot of rhetoric that they make it sound a lot more dire than what it really is right now. You know, yeah, there's a lot of people that's so-called furloughed, which is just a fancy word for laid off until, you know, they find more funding for whatever they're doing. But, you know, and it's a lot of play on words, but as far as the government being really shut down, no, that is not going on. It's just a play on words that they like to use to make it seem more. It was like the fiscal cliff. If we fall
uh-huh.
off the fiscal cliff, it's a lot like that. You know, more
okay.
more seriousness word-wise
but,
than it is actuality right now.
You know what? I'm
yes.
sure it's affecting some things if you were to call in and needed help from a government agency for something. But, you know, if you were to, you know, no, really.
Well, depending on that agency, depending on age. Because I know here,
right.
I'm in a military community, and they just called all the DOD, most of the DOD workers back to work. You know, just places like the commissary, PX, things like that are closed. You know, but as far as, you know, the medical and, you know, people working on posts to handle things, no, they calling them back to work. So that's all I'd say. It's more of a political thing, because if they need to put people back to work, they can do it.
Right, they can order. They can order certain parts of the government workers to work because they're bound to do so. Now they're putting them back to work. They may or may not get paid, though. Right? I mean, they will get paid eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That is true. That is true, Beasley. Some of them are, you know, not getting paid. A lot of them have a problem with that. But some of them, you know, when they do get paid, they're going to get paid retroactively also.
Right.
So, you know, but the question is, you know, how long is that going to take, you know, until they get their stuff together on the hill or what have you. So, yeah, that's what's going on, Ebony.
Sounds interesting.
The same thing can happen in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know it can happen here. So we're observing your stuff and going, wow, I hope it doesn't come here next.
I think you probably learned, as I have, how interconnected our economies and worlds are. When we went into a housing crisis here, there was a housing crisis in England. When there were a shortage of jobs and job problems, the same things. I'm sure many jobs that were once. Let me ask you this: when you call customer service for a bank or the cable company, sometimes in the UK, are you getting people in India and the Philippines?
Oh yeah.
It's the same. It's a lot of the same things. There are more similarities than differences.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's why I thank God for the internet, man. We can talk. Black people can talk to. Black people in the UK and everywhere else around the world. Because for a while, there ain't even no black people in the UK. All I saw was the damn queen.
Right.
There are loads of black people here.
Lots of black people.
Yeah,
there's a lot of them. Yeah.
Nigerians,
there's
a lot of them. Jamaicans, a lot of Indians, everything.
Yes, definitely.
London's probably as diverse a city as New York or Los Angeles.
Y'all have a lot of immigrants come in. I shouldn't say immigrants, but maybe they are from, like, the African nations as well, right, Ebony?
Yeah,
we do. We have a lot of people from all over, really. And a lot of people from Eastern Europe because of our European connections who come across.
Right.
So, you know, they try to make it harder for people to come from Africa and the Caribbean, actually. But, you know, there are a lot of people who come from Europe very easily over here. There's an issue about Europeans from different countries coming and taking our jobs. So there you go.
Let's talk about eugenics, man. They're scared of the world getting black and black and what it is. But they see the thing of the matter is they was the minority anyway throughout the whole world. We the majority. So they use that mic to flip the script and say they the majority. And see, and we was fought for that. But once everybody wake up and got melanin in their skin, realize we the majority, and we can go and do our own thing. Forget about these evil Europeans.
We don't have the majority of the resources, though.
No.
So we come here to pick ourselves. Like they come to Africa, man. Okay? Africa got all the resources, but what they do, they get these doggone tin horn puppets. And these governments, black governments, and then they end up taking their resources, man.
Well, and that goes back to colonialism. So, you know, the story didn't just start. This goes back hundreds of years. Let me ask you this, though. Isn't someone, say someone from Ghana.
Yeah.
Okay. Now Ghana has sovereignty, but weren't the people that were, like, before Ghana got its independence in 1957 or whatever that was, weren't the people that lived there, weren't they British? They weren't British citizens, but they were British subjects, right?
Yeah, because the British colonized parts of Africa. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. No, they went over there and took them folks out.
They enslaved a number of people.
That's what colonialism is.
Yeah, I know. It's a play on words, man. You got to say these folks went over there and took their stuff and robbed them, man. Don't try to whitewash it or sweet talk it, and just tell what it is,
it's
man.
Not whitewashing or sweet talking it, Wesley. That's what colonialism implies. That's what it does.
You mean
exactly
rape, murder, pillage? Rape, murder, pillage,
I hear you.
Yeah,
they did all of that, Wesley. You're absolutely right.
And
a lot of our gold and a lot of our history is in the British Museum. So yeah,
sure we do.
Yeah, you can find a lot of the historical relics from Africa in the British Museums here, and yeah, they were stolen. And some of it was given away. And some of it was given away by Africans themselves. You know, there was. You know, there was that side, too, that we need to recognize.
Collaborators.
But
yeah.
I think some of them are first king and queens of England, like Catherine the Great and all them. Some of them were black, whether y'all know it or not.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, there was black in there.
Do educate.
Oh, yeah, some of the original kings and queens in the UK were black. And
going how far back?
Way back. Way, way, way back.
1100s, 1200s, or further than that?
I can actually get you an actual date. It's actually Black History Month. This month is the Black History Month for the UK.
You guys get October, we only get February.
We celebrate in October.
We only get February, and they make a joke because February is the shortest day of the shortest month of the year. There's only 28 days.
Well, the way I look at it, hell, I'm black 365 days of the year, so every day for me, black history.
And 366,
yeah.
And 366 on leap year, right?
Because that's what you want to call it, my brother.
All right.
Well, I hear you on that one. Anyway, we've got an interesting topic tonight, guys. When you've had your show, Mr. Talk, we're talking about who's running things in your house.
Oh.
What is the role of men?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got it. The kids.
No, the women. Hell no, the women. Hell no, the women run the stuff, man. You happen to know that. Y'all women run all this here.
You say what you want to. You got kids. You know the kids run the house. I don't care what you say.
The women, if your wife shut her legs and says she ain't getting you none, then you shut down, bro. They run everything.
You know what?
Man.
Look, Wesley, let me tell you something. At once you reach a certain age, they can shut down all they want to. You survive. You learn how to handle it. I mean, when your kid is upset, though, and the mom is upset with the kid and what have you, then, yeah, you got some issues because that kid going to run the house up to a certain age, to a certain point. Now,
Hold on, man. We got to put the brakes on that. You going to let your children run your household, bro?
Listen to what I'm saying, man. Good Lord.
I understand what you're saying. The needs and wants and desires of a child. Of a 3, 4, and 5-year-old, they take precedence over everything else. When that kid starts crying or wants something, you got to stop that child from crying. Get that child that pacifier. We get them what they want or what's wrong. Change the diaper. They're running things like that. I understand what you're saying.
And that's what I'm saying. No, I'm not talking about no children running to my house because, no, that's not going to happen. In the long run, short haul, whatever, I run the house, okay? Yes, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy, and you pacify or, as the president said, you compromise to make things better, okay? It's just that simple. But in the long run, I run my house, huh?
I don't know why people choose that life.
But let me ask y'all something.
I don't know why.
Don't y'all think if these are... young women tell these young thugs they not going to give none unless they pull their pants up. I bet every dude that wants something from a young girl to have their pants pulled up by tomorrow for breakfast time.
Man, they really need to pull their pants up. I'm with you there. Pants hanging down with your whole ass out. Not just sagging a little bit. You tie them pants and you put the belt tight around your thighs. And you have your whole ass hanging out.
Well, that's what I mean when I say the women run the world. I mean, that's why I say with the women, they could tell these young boys to pull their pants up, and they're not going to let them pull them down when they want. You see what I'm saying?
You know what? Here's the thing about that, Beasley. I'm sorry, Wesley. Here's the thing about that. You know, that's good, but if you notice from when a child is younger and there's a male around, that child listens to that male more than he listens to the mama if he's around a lot. So I don't know how, you know, and believe it or not, some of these young men out here, if a real man, as I say, a real man, Lord, if a man walk up to him and start talking to him, they'll pull them pants up. You know, more of us have to be strong enough men to go out there and do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I do, man. I done been all these big cities in America, just about all of them, and I walk through the whole big cities, man. And people be scared. Black people be scared. I walk through the hood, man, and represent like an OG. They call me an OG. I represent and tell them the theory of trying to make it in this here, this matrix.
You're right. Yeah, okay. Hold on. Let me bring Michael in. And let's see what he has to add to the what you call it. Michael, what's going on, man? I know you're on the road.
Maybe everything make him say something. Right.
Go ahead, Michael.
Well, I don't want to say nothing because you told me not to fuss, so I can't really have my tongue.
Oh, you want to call in the fuss? You want to just make a comment, huh? You just have to fuss while doing it.
Well, it's open mic today. You know, I can talk about anything.
That's right. Well, talk. Yeah.
You've been calm lately. I'm worried about
shutdown. It's amazing they just came out with this new 100 they showing off, and the government is shut down. We can't even get no 100s. You know,
I did not know Mr. Talk today. Imagine that.
I didn't know Mr. Talk that when the government shut down, when veterans die, we had 4 veterans die over in Somalia, and when veterans die, 3 days after a veteran is died in combat, their parents get $100,000 or more. Those family members are not getting paid. I didn't know the government shutdown even affects the insurance claims of veterans dying. This thing is serious.
Yeah, because they called them back, but, you know, there's probably such a backlog right now because you have to understand, you know, that's all part of the claims process and the DOD. And you know, nobody's there to process the claim.
But this is a whole separate bracket. You get it in 3 days. What I'm saying is they delay. I understand the DOD, some of them are working. I mean, the military is working, but certain parts of everything is funded. That cash that funded those insurance claims and all that policy, that's not open.
Well, that's what I just said, Michael. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But Now, I don't know about them 3 days because, you know, the military is kind of funny about the money, but
No, I'm saying that's law, though. That's written in law, though. That's the law. Now, whether they follow that law, that's different. But that's in black and white.
It may be written in law. That don't mean it happens that fast. You know, hell, the government say we supposed to be able to bear arms, too, but certain people can't carry weapons, so we ain't even going there on that one. But anyway.
Exactly. They need to open it up, man. Your boy said he was going to use the word compromise, but when you at the compromising table, you can't be defiant. You know, you can't be defiant. He used, and I mentioned you said about what he said about his wife, compromise. When you come to the table, there's no defiance. There's just open hearings. You don't know how it's going to end. I can't be defiant at the compromising table. And both sides are defiant, so no side can compromise.
He can't even use
the word.
Michael, before we go any further, what is your definition of compromise?
Compromise is clear. Compromising is when two people are not defiant, has no opposing sides. That's
okay,
what compromise
if they don't...
is. There's no...
Right,
because once you come to the compromising table, I can't demand anything. We have to talk it out. If I say I'm going to come and compromise with Mr. Talk, I can't have no preconceptions of how it's going to end or how I want it to end. The picture is not clear to none of us because we're in compromising position.
If I have a picture or how I exactly want it, there's no compromise. So both sides want to picture how they want it, and you can't compromise. That's what compromise is. No defiant position.
Okay, Mike, let me ask.
It's open.
Let me ask you this question. If there's no opposing sides, why is there a need to compromise then?
No, because as you know, once you dialogue, then what you dialogue is going to come out, obviously. Now, I'm not crazy, Mr. Talk. Don't try to twist my words. What I'm saying is...
I'm not trying. I'm asking you a simple
table,
question.
Right, exactly. When you come to the table, right, you're going to have... Okay, you understand you both have a conflict. But if I come and I say, I want this to end and I want my result to end exactly like this, there's no compromise. It's defiant. He is saying that there's already some things that he won't budge on, so therefore he cannot compromise. They're saying also.
So
when you say compromise,
so now you have, but now you have two sides with issues that they say they're not going to
budge
on, right?
Budge
so
on what
so
you
now,
but
listen, Michael,
right.
Listen.
Okay.
So if that's the case,
okay.
Then now you have to sit down. Now you have to sit down at the table, and you got to have the discussion, right? Which is basically
right.
Is having talks back and forth. And eventually you're going to come to a decision in the middle where you're going to say, okay, I give you this and I give you that. You know,
right.
Then we come to a solution. That's compromising.
Right.
So what are you talking about?
Exactly. But see, you're not going to I'm going to have to leave this show. Look, I'm going to have to leave my comments to my show tonight because you're twisting my words and you're not letting me finish. You're laughing at me and I'm laughing at you. Listen, if I come to the table, listen, when I come to the table with you and if I say I want this and I'm not going to move on this one point, right, that right there, I'm not in a compromising position because that when I'm coming to the point may have to be bend. I may have to be flexible. I have to be total flexible, though, so there's no point. We're going to dialogue about the issue and we're all going to come as one. We're all going to come in one. That's true compromise. Listen, they should all come together and say, listen, the government is shut down and this, and let's talk. Let's all start over and let's talk amongst and do this together. That's all. Don't say I want. Let's talk about this. If you want to get your points, of course you're going to accept your points. But don't have a preconception is I'm not going to touch the health care bill. I'm not going to delete nothing. Don't have your position that I'm not going to pass it and we're not going to fund the health care bill. Don't have that position. Come and compromise. Start it all over because the bill is a clusterfuck, basically. So if the law is passed, it's in pass, they should all come together, and if they're going to compromise over this health care bill, they should all start it off all over together. Bottom line, it's passed. That's what I'm saying. That's total compromise.
That's a fact.
You can't have no defiance. Basically, what I'm saying, when you come to the compromise table, there can be no defiance. Bottom line, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, so what you're saying is they have to make concessions toward each other, right?
Right, exactly. I understand they're going to bring their points out, but I'm saying their points, they have to. Listen, if they do define it, look, right now Obama said, I will not negotiate and delete anything out of Obamacare. So right now he's saying he's not going to be defined. So I'm just saying he can't bring that attitude to the table when they want to be flexible. All of them have to bend and be flexible on all the issues.
But hold on a second. That's the problem, is that no one wants to budge.
Well, if both sides are defined, there's no compromise. That's a fact.
That's why you've got the government shut down in day 8. That's exactly why.
Exactly.
Right.
So right, and there's war. Right. Exactly. There's war. Right. Exactly. There's going to be that. Right. But when there's compromise, there's no gridlock. Everything moves. We're at peace.
No, everybody get a little weak, man. All this is designed by them Koch brothers and Sheldon Adelson and the big corporations to do this, man. And politicians are playing good cop, bad cop.
and both of them eating off the same plate, and y'all just falling for the same old rhetoric share game by even really discussing this crap, man. But it's all good. I just sit back and listen
to
y'all
talk. Right, but see, this is what you want to discuss. You want to discuss brainwaves, and we're discussing politics.
No,
what's
I'm just saying,
is.
Y'all. You, I, I'm just saying, y'all. You don't
believe in
government. Hey, what I want to discuss, man. You get hoodwinked by the Koch brothers and Sheldon Ellison, man, and Mitt Romney and the corporation. It's the fastest country, man. When the corporation government,
so
that's
that
fascism, man.
They control my mind. They control my mind by this, but not by brainwaves. So now they control my mind another way. Right.
Well, you the one brought up the mind control, brother. I did.
No. I'm talking to you. So now it's multiple ways. How many ways is it control people's mind, bro?
Well, anyway, with you being black, you going with the path of least resistance, so you quite easily control with your genetic makeup, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask a question real fast. Now, see, Michael, what happened was you and Wesley had an altercation then, and y'all went to the table with the same thing. But eventually, you got tired of fussing with him. You say, "Okay, I'm gonna let you talk." What did you say? What kind of mind control are you talking about? Right. So that's a part of compromise, or what, as you like to say, concession.
That's right.
So you just
You can see the point to further the conversation.
About? Well, hold on. I know mind control been going on for thousands of years. The Bible is mind control. I mean, the way some people are getting people here. Listen, men, a pimp is brain control. Mind control been on for thousands of years. But what he's talking about, I say I have some more questions about. That's all.
I tell you what, man, you go to American Free Press, man. Hey, y'all go to American Free Press, and they got an article out on that right now. So you just go to America Free Press there, Professor Mike, and read for yourself.
Exactly.
I don't have to.
Well, okay.
I don't have to, sir. I don't have to.
I'm just putting the information out there, man.
He cannot give me a fact. I go to that book, and what is it going to give me? Total clarification.
This article, what's going on, brother?
Is it going
to
give me
facts?
No. It's going
to
give me non-proven. Now, can you be mind control?
Sir, all I can do is give information, man. I don't go on beliefs. I go on facts, information, black and white.
No. A theory of his thoughts, not fact.
Oh, man.
When I go to my college study, when I go to trade school, they give me facts. I can measure that. I don't go books for facts. Now, they maybe give me their concepts, and I can build upon that.
They tell you how it came about, man. I can only give out the information. You go read it for yourself, man.
Today, the United States government says the only mind control that they have actually worked is with the LSD. They said they have tried what you're talking about, their candidates. They say they have disconformed because it doesn't work. And I'm going to tell you one thing. In order to be hypnotized, you have to want to be hypnotized. So it comes from the subject, number one. That's a fact, brother. And then number two, if you are mind controlled, you will never go to the doctor and tell them. Because if someone totally controls your mind, when you're totally brainwashed, when you're in that state, you don't know, brother. So these people
that you're talking about,
the Navy guy, this other woman, they went and they had help. Now, medication, what I said, the LSD medications, drugs, yes, that's a mind control. Many drugs I can tell you to control your mind, but what you're talking about is some motherfucking bullshit, brother.
Okay.
Don't
hold it.
Hold on, Wesley. Hello.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Let me bring Elvira in. Maybe she can help Mike understand what's really going on out there. All right, Elvira, you on the air. Go ahead, darling. Elvira? Well, I had her on the air.
She might be just listening.
Hello?
Hello? Okay, there she go. Hello.
Okay. If they go to American, type in American Free Press and look up that election story, and then they'll learn more about the mind control there, because it's happening. And the cell towers, and what the cell towers is also part of all this too. And if you just go to freedomfchs.com and listen to the people on there and read what's going on, that's another way to do it. But I called because I called that Monday when I went to the hospital. You know, I've been bleeding, having internal bleeding for a very long time. But these doctors, they've been trying to make me see a psychiatrist, telling me I have to see a psychiatrist before I can have to find out why I'm bleeding. And I told them I'd be the first to go to a psychiatrist if I felt like I needed one. Someone's trying to have me declared mentally ill because of what happened to me in Florida in Broward General Hospital. This was injected into my body, and it caused me to have a partial hysterectomy. And then because social workers and doctors was involved, no matter where I go, social workers and doctors are keeping me from getting the medical treatment that I need. So I finally go to Springfield Hospital. And for the first time since 2004, I was able to get an IV. They started giving me an IV, then I fell asleep watching the soap opera. Next thing I know, I'm being corded off to the mental hospital. And so when they got me to the mental hospital, the doctor there was trying to make me take, and I have like fibromyalgia, severe chronic pain because I was arrested. A policeman beat me up in Miami at a Clinton fundraiser. And then I worked in Beverly Hills, so I have a lower back injury, and I bought that Ford Aerostar, that recalled 97 Ford Aerostar, which the president of the NAACP, I had a Jewish attorney who almost had me out of the van. But I wanted to give my own people a chance. Then Roosevelt Waters went to Ford and made a deal for himself. That left me out. So I protested them. And hold on a minute. I'm trying to get something. So that's what happened. Can you come back to me on this story? And maybe somebody can ask me some questions.
Okay. Where are you at right now?
Hold on, let me get this package here. Sign for this package.
Okay.
Then
all right.
Talk.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now
I hear you, Beasley.
Okay. Now this is what happened. So the doctor, when they got me in the mental hospital, they gave me five different psychotropic drugs to choose from, and they tried to make me take it. And I told them I don't need psychotropic drugs, that I needed my medication. So they withheld my medication, and then they were giving me medication that didn't agree with my body and stuff like that, and refused me that. And just held me there and taking blood from me, and I'm bleeding. And finally, because they used the police, they 302'd me, I had to go to court. And I wasn't able to go to court until that Friday. And so that Monday, they finally let me out of there. And, I mean, that doctor was really bad to me. And the beds in there, oh, my God, the beds are horrible. And
okay. Elmira, you say they're trying to 302 you? What is that?
That's when they get the police to take you to the mental hospital. And when the police take you to the mental hospital, you can't get out without going in front of a judge. and they can hold you for as long as they want. And so I told the judge I was bleeding. How do a person bleeding end up in a mental hospital? And totally ignored all that time bleeding. And long story short, by that Monday, they sent me down to the emergency room to get a colonoscopy and to try to find out why I'm bleeding. But because they had kidnapped me from Springfield Hospital, and I was just so by what they did to me while I was in that hospital that I just had to come home and relax, rest. And then I got up the next morning, which was Tuesday, and I went back to Springfield Hospital. In Springfield Hospital, they've been giving me IV, back-to-back IV the whole time I was in there. And then they did a colonoscopy, and they say they still couldn't find out where the bleeding was coming from. And I'm trying to tell them that I was injected with a toxin in Broward General Hospital in 2004. And if they don't look for what I'm telling them, they ain't going to never find out. And anyway, so long story short, they did, and they told me I needed two pints of blood, so they gave me blood. And then the doctor that was there, he told me, somebody really wants you out of this hospital. Of course, the mental health wanted me out of there. They didn't want me to get the medical treatment that I need because they know what they have done to me is wrong. And they gave me two pints of blood because the doctor that did the test, he hadn't found out what was wrong, and he told me he needed a weekend off, and he'd be back on Monday to deal with that. So Monday came along, and they rushed me out of the hospital before the doctor could get to me. So this is what happened to me. And these things going to keep on happening to me until somebody stops it, you know.
All right. So do you feel like you're basically under the microscope more than anything? You know, they really have their eye on you, and they're trying to get you into that mind control state to where you quit, you know, letting people know exactly what's going on.
Well, they would like for me to stop that. That's why they did this to me in the first place, because I'm a human rights activist. I was in the anti-war movement. I was out there about counting the votes. I voted on the butterfly ballot. I was on the human rights board when they tried to tell them that those machines were going to do what happened. I just have a long list of human rights under my belt. And I made a lot of people angry. And then on top of that, the state of Florida paid me off, and four presidents of the NAACP and the Senator Bill Nelson's office, and then at the time it was Mayor Martinez's office, the state of Florida paid me off. But instead of them giving me the money, my cousin, who was the president of the NAACP, and his sister and Jenny, who's out of Broward, who worked in Senator Nelson's office, and Todd in Mayor Martinez's office, which is now Rubio's office, they took the money and put me out on the streets homeless, and they need to declare me mentally ill so nobody will believe what I'm saying, although I have all the evidence. They even had me evicted from an apartment when the apartment building had $1,200 of my money to this day, and they evicted me, and they let them do that to me. So this is why they need to declare me mentally ill so nobody will listen to my story. And meanwhile, the person that did this to me, they were embalming me alive. The person that did this to me, they still running around Broward doing this to other people.
Wow. Have you ever thought about writing all this down and putting it in a book or anything like that?
Well, I never finished.
That way you can guarantee that your story will be told.
Well, I have it all over the internet, my story, you know. But I don't write. I'm not a writer. I didn't finish school. That's nothing. My family made sure, and because my grandfather was a king in Africa, and he made a deal with the American government, who was placed with the Cherokee Indians, and told that for each child they have, they can get 10 acres of land at $1 an acre, the family trying to keep cutting me out of everything. And that also give us the right of land in Africa as well, I think. And so now they're trying to get me to sign papers for them to sell the land, and I don't want to sell mine. So they need to declare, have me declared mentally ill so they can override, you know, have their way. You see?
Okay.
So
it sounds like a little bit like, sound a little bit like you being sold out from the inside more also than the outside.
Exactly. And this could happen to any of us. You know, people need to wake up and smell the tea leaves. Also about the things that West is saying, because like I say, if you really want to know the truth, go American Free Press about Alexis, the guy that on that naval base, you know, the black dude,
right.
They claim they shot him, claim he dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go look at what America Free Press wrote about him, you know. And I'm kind of weak, so I'm just going to sit back and listen, and if anybody have any questions, I'll answer. And they still haven't found out where the blood is coming from. They just kicked me out of the hospital, and this is not fair. And I don't have anybody standing up for me to say to these doctors, hey, she has somebody, people who care. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey, I know this may sound crazy. Why don't you call some of them so-called black leaders that we're supposed to have? So you get them
what
involved.
What are you talking about? I just told you what the so-called black leaders are doing to me.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But let me ask you, you say they gave you an IV. How did they give you an IV, but they don't know what's causing the bleeding? That's not a logical,
because
I mean,
I lost so much blood that my hemoglobin, you know, I had one foot on the graveyard and the other one on the banana peel. So what they did just energized me a little bit so they can finish torturing me because nobody's standing up for me. I can't get my family because they don't want nobody to know what they did. You know? They part of the problem.
Because, see, viral get the chemical spray, man, and I know that's however y'all believe, because y'all don't even believe people getting mental VK2, voice to well, they talk to people in voices, so I know that that's way over the head, that virus, especially Mike, man. But there's a lot of people getting chemical sprayed, man. And that's the first thing that's hard for folks to believe, man. They don't even believe this shit that they voice. Wesley.
But check out this story.
Some of us believe it. We just don't believe it happens in every single case. That's all.
Okay. So only way you're going to believe it when it starts happening to you, bro. And believe they can arrive to you.
I've said the same thing over and over again. I believe all this technology and all of this stuff that you speak of, it's either true happening or in the process of happening, okay?
Well, all I can say is just stick around. It'll get to your door pretty soon.
Why are you wishing that on me? I already got a deal
with
you.
I'm just telling you the facts,
right, why are you putting that on me, man? Come
on. Not just you, everybody. Everybody, man. Not just you, everybody,
okay.
The whole world. Not just you, man, okay?
When you go to church, you better make sure they don't have those.
How can you go to sleep? Do you say your prayers? How do you sleep? I mean, you do the research, right?
Listen, I know about Stephen Hawking. I know about the mindset.
Why would I start talking? You
want to
get with me, man? But when Elvira talking, you ain't say nothing. I'm going
to
be quiet.
Listen, you know
why? So we're being respectful for the woman telling her story.
No, I jumped in when y'all guys were talking. I didn't jump in when she was talking.
No, we were listening to her tell her story.
Well, I'm letting you know if I would believe what Wesley believed, and I would toss and turn all through the night if I knew what he was saying for fact. He really knows a conviction. I know about the mind. I look at Stephen Hawking. People can use their mind to sense brainwaves. I understand that, bro. I understand that. But what they're doing to you, they're mixing facts. In theory, in screwing with your head. That's the problem. You got to stay with all the facts.
I'm trying to tell
you,
bro.
You know the problem with sticking with all provable facts? That you don't give your chance the mind, you don't give your mind the chance to wonder and connect dots and think of possibilities and think abstract thoughts.
No,
if you're dealing with, if you, no, seriously. And you know, I may have an observation, and I like
there's
both of you, but,
wrong
you
here, man.
But neither one of you are like what I'm about to say. But I'm about to, let me just make one observation.
No,
let me make one observation, Mike.
You're distorting me. Okay.
Let me just make one observation. Let me just make one observation. I think Mike doesn't believe anything, and Wesley believes everything. And
okay.
I don't believe everything, bro. Hey, hold on,
okay,
hold on,
listen,
hold on. I don't believe
I
everything.
What I said.
Listen,
I don't believe everything, bro.
Quick, though.
You got
there's
the Wesley
wrong,
wrong on that,
dog.
Man.
There's nothing
all right.
Wrong
I didn't think
fiction.
I would make any friends, but
there's
that's
not,
just an observation I have.
Well, you got the wrong observation about Wesley. I don't believe everything, bro. All I know is what are facts, man. I don't believe everything. I don't believe in no damn Santa Claus. I don't believe in no damn white Jesus.
That site that you sent me to, I guarantee, is not fat.
I don't believe no damn Easter Bunny, no Too Fair.
I say that site that you sent me, that you said that we can go to, I guarantee, is not fat, Wesley.
Oh, all right, man. Whatever, man. Whatever, bro. Whatever. That's you. That's
okay.
You. I'm discussing the matter with you, man. Yo, I'm moving on to the next episode, bro.
Right, because I want facts from you, bro. I want something facts for you.
I need
about
the facts
to electricity, bro. But you're going too far facts.
Okay,
don't let destroy your mind like that.
All right. Okay,
what
do you say, man?
God.
They ain't making money off me. They making money off of you.
Oh.
I refuse. All I can do is put the information out there. And so when somebody around you start clicking and acting a damn fool, then you're going to say, damn, Weston was right.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yep. These things are happening, people. And we need to wake up. And just like now,
ma'am,
in Delaware, they have all these in this elder building where people live in. On the top of that building, they have all these cell towers. And then that church thing where the preacher went, where the man went and killed the preacher about his wife and thing. Do they have the cell towers there? They're getting these ministers to put the steeples.
Ma'am.
So that they can put these cell towers, which that is how they're doing the mind control as well.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Please do.
Were you in the ambulance the other day?
Yes.
You were in the ambulance and you called the show in the ambulance the other day while you were in the ambulance going to the hospital,
right.
And you called
yes.
The show.
Yes,
okay.
I did.
All right. I just wanted to clarify that.
And thank you all for listening.
Thank
okay.
you. I hope things improve for you.
I do too.
I suggest you start writing some things.
She has a hard time writing. She could record it.
Okay.
She's actually recording
yeah.
it right now. It's archived
right.
in the
yeah.
show.
Yeah, don't tell everybody, Beasley. They may come looking for me. But yeah, that's a good idea too. You record it. Okay.
Yeah, she's already archives on the show when she calls in.
Yeah, I'm going to have to invest in it because I used to do that. I have boxes of recordings, but they're at my cousin's house who's part of the problem, not the solution. And you see, I think we also own, by my grandfather being a king in Africa, we also probably own land in Africa as well. So they're trying to cut me out of everything, and the way to do that is to have me declared mentally ill so that the state of Florida don't get them for what they did. They took the money. I never received it. And I have all the proof. I have the letter that Senator Nelson's office claimed nobody called me. They know they couldn't find me by an address because they keep me homeless and ill. So they called me on my phone, you understand? And my cousin was the one who wrote the letter, and I have the letter to prove what I say. Anything I say, I can prove it. So thank you all for listening.
Wow. You're welcome. Thank you for telling the story. All right. Well, you know, if you're going to add that all up and add the robots they're getting ready to and the Reacher 3, and you got to really do some research and figure and find out what's really going on. That's what we always say on the show. Do your own research. You
sure
know,
right.
don't take it at face value. You know, dig a little bit. You'd be surprised at what you find.
You got that right, brother. You got that right, man. Do your research,
so
man.
When I do my research, do I believe a government website or do I believe a .org
or
Tommy believe, website?
Michael, you know who you believe? You believe,
who do I believe?
You. You believe
right.
You. I mean, you got enough. We have enough brain
right,
power to
right.
Where you should be able to discern from fact and fiction,
though.
Michael, listen.
Hold on.
You should be able
to discern
from fact and
fiction. There you go.
If they can put it
go.
All together, you should be able to figure it out.
No, Michael,
listen. If you have some doubts, ask questions. You know,
no,
there's ways
no doubt. Hold on. If I can see the fact that there's no doubt. See, you keep on saying, you just said, I agree with you. See, you're coming along. You said separate the facts from the fiction, the facts from the bullshit. And I say, okay, when you separate, when you look at all the facts, you see all the truth. There is no opinion or no conclusion.
Okay, Michael, you have the all facts, though, all right? So, yeah, I'm going to ask you this question, Michael. Let me ask you this question. What is fact to you? What do you determine as fact?
Fact is something that can be proven, something that can be replicated over and over again. What is? That's what fact
is.
Something that we can describe and measure. Yes, it is. It's that cut and clear and dry. Something that we all can clearly can see. That's a fact.
You know the problem with that, Mike?
Now,
Is that life in the world?
I understand that and the world is not what?
The world is not all cut and dry and black and white.
There's all kinds of
nuance.
See, let me go back to what I said. He said, you implied, see, that's why you don't listen to me. I got to talk about you, too. You implied that I don't think and I just keep, no, there's nothing wrong in thought.
No, I didn't say that.
Meaning thought. That means you limit my thought. I said, I don't know. I question you. I said, no, I don't. I said, you're twisting my words. This is what you're doing. I say there's nothing wrong with that, but you keep that thought in the thought realm. You don't come and pass that motherfucking thought like it's a fact and you're going to try to control my motherfucking mind with it, and it's bullshit. That's what I'm saying. And like Mr. Talk said, you separate the facts from the fucking fiction. And I'm letting you know what I want to always do. I want to do that every time. And how are we going to do that, Mr. Talk? By asking questions. And when they run from the questions, and when it's not fact. It's theory. It's bullshit. That's
why we
can't get caught. I don't want to get conned. That's how
we get
conned.
Mike,
you can
tell
somebody
it's true
or not.
Can I
don't
say something
to that? Don't tell me
No. That's not what I said, Mike.
There's nothing wrong with no shit like that. What are you talking about? I don't want to live a boring
life. Mike, let me tell you what
life.
I was saying. You misinterpreted what I was saying. Listen. Try really listening. All I'm saying is this, is that when you limit your thinking, okay, to just what you see right in front of you, and you won't allow your imagination or the possibilities to exist, your thinking is marginalized, is limited. When you expand your thinking to consider things that you didn't believe were true, you're not only do you grow, but your mind grows and your understanding of things grow. And not only does your understanding of things grow, but maybe even your confusion will grow, because the more information.
Right.
That's all I'm
how
saying.
How would I know if something is true or not? I'm going to ask you that question.
You know what? That's a very good point, because you know something? Throughout the stuff that I studied and researched, you know what I find out? I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
So,
I can't tell
okay,
you.
So,
I can't tell you for sure.
So
I can't draw conclusions.
Okay. So you're
no, that's exactly
me,
what
no,
I'm
no,
telling
no,
you. You
no,
don't,
no, no,
you
on,
don't
on,
know
on,
what
on,
is true or not sometimes.
Hold on. Drawing conclusions is not truth. Drawing conclusions is still opinion. We were taught in school that it is between fact and opinion. It is. Because, man, you can look at something and draw two different conclusions. So the
right,
one
right, but you're
not
hearing
true.
What I'm saying. What I'm saying
I
is this.
I am. I'm listening to you very
no, no,
well.
All right, let me say it real slowly, and I'll say it. Once you start considering all of this information and all these different possibilities, drawing a conclusion becomes more difficult. You don't know what is true. It's hard to compartmentalize something as that I know this is true because you're aware of other information that can conflict with that. And that's what happens when you expand your mind and you start thinking about things and you start thinking with an open mind and considering the possibilities. I don't know for a fact that it just defies logic that every person that exhibits some form of mental illness is having their mind controlled or being manipulated by brainwaves, okay, or by cell towers. However, I don't discount that as a possibility. I also don't discount that as something that evil forces would like to do. Now, when that God, it's a possibility, and when you open your mind to the different possibilities, it gets hard to draw conclusions and to be absolutely true. If you want to just limit to yourself to what you can see and what you can prove, you are really not taking advantage of the beauty of your mind.
Wow.
I worded that one pretty well.
I'm not saying nothing, man, because,
yes,
because
you did.
You know, I'm fine right now. I cannot explain myself without somebody distort me, man.
I'm not distorting you.
Wait a minute, Michael. Now, you know, and I agree wholeheartedly with what Beasley just said. And you know, here's the thing. You know, if you're not going into it with an open mind, then as you say, there's no way you're willing to consider anything else. Because to you, this is it, and like you said, it's got to be in black and white. And Beasley said it, everything is not just simple black and white. We know this. So if that is the case, then you have to have an open mind toward there could be a possibility of something else. It's just the way it is. But if you keep going in, and you've said it yourself, you don't believe in concession or compromise. So that's telling me, in your words, that you're going in with your mind already made up. It's this or nothing.
What?
And now, I'm not destroying your word. Now, I'm using the same thing you said earlier in the
man,
show.
This, hold up, Mr. Talk, why would you sit there and say, Mr. Talk, you just said that our Michael said that I did not believe in compromise when we were describing what you asked me what this compromise is. Then I told you what compromising, in my opinion, or what I see as a fact, what compromise. And then you're going to say that I said that I never agreed with Michael. I never said that. That's why, I got to express myself. I need to do it in my own realm, and that's not fair. And once again, Speedy, you distorted my world. You're basically saying that I'm not given my chance of thought. I don't know what thought is. Or you saying I'm not being creativity. And yes, you did.
You
said I'm not being creative.
When you know what?
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, I'm done, man. Because you
and I'm going to stand on what I said. What I said, and I'll paraphrase it so I don't have to say it again. But I'll paraphrase it. Yes. When you stick to what you can only see right in front of you, and you limit your cognitive ability, or you limit your mind to, like, you know, this is that, this is black and this is white, but when you start to research and study and look at all the different possibilities, it becomes very hard to draw conclusions and really be accurate. But yes, when you just stick to what you would consider, it has to be a fact in order for you to consider it. You are operating from a closed mind, and you know, a mind is like a parachute. If it's not open, it's not going to work. But you'd have to have an open mind to accept that.
Wow. Okay.
It's not about you.
Go ahead and you're describing what's the problem of the world. Everything that you describe is the problem of the world. Everything you describe is the problem of the world.
What is the problem of the world?
Because we don't look at things. And listen, he's confusing my words. I don't even want to say what I said because you're going to confuse me and distort me.
I hit you right on the head.
I will handle you later.
I'm just making an observation, brother.
No, I'm not because you were not because I because it's not
like I'm going to come get me after school. Come on, nice.
Y'all gotta meet at 3:30.
Come on, man. I'm gonna do it in a personal way because
when I want to defend myself, I want to get a fair shot, and I'm not attacking you, man. All right. Because you're distorting my words. Won't you listen to me? How did Mr. Talk understand what I was saying? For instance, I'm gonna ask you something, right?
Sure.
What is violence clear? Is violence for a fact? When you see violence, is that a fact?
When I see violence, is it a fact?
Yeah. It depends on how you preserve violence.
Violence.
No, I'm asking you. Well, no. See, now listen.
I'll be your guinea pig. Let me hear what you're saying.
No. Listen to what Mr. Talk said. I asked Beasley, I'll ask all y'all. I said, is violence clear? Beasley said it's clear. He said when he sees violence, it's not an opinion. It's
well,
clear.
if I walk outside and see somebody hit somebody in the head with a baseball bat, that's clear.
I'm trying to. Oh, my goodness.
Your point. Go ahead.
I can't because you cut me off. No, I'm not. I'll deal with you later, man. I'm done.
No, yeah. Michael. I mean, I'm going to ask you.
Oh, Mike, come on. You are really wimping out on me now.
Don't wimp out.
Go ahead and get your point across.
He's gone, but he'll be back, I'm sure. Only thing I want to say is, you know, you see violence, it depends on what you perceive as violent. That's all I was saying. You know, what may be violent to you may not be violent for me. But, you know, my mind is open. You know, you making me believe this violence, it may be violence.
If you walk outside your door and you see somebody bust somebody in the head with a baseball bat and crack their melon open, you could say that's violent. I think we'd agree that's violent.
You can say that.
But he didn't get it.
Right.
But he didn't complete his thought, so I don't even know why. He just ran away and everything. And no one's attacking him. Poor man.
No, just the thoughts. Just the thoughts. I think Mike confused himself then. He had to run away. But it'd be all right. Come on back, Mike. Come on back. I love that guy.
I like him. I like him, too.
Man, I tell you. Well, Beasley, I don't know. Where'd you go? Come on back, Wesley. I think we ran all of them away all of a sudden. I mean, I said Wesley. I know you there, Beasley.
Oh.
I know. We done ran all of them away. They done ran away from us. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, no, you know, the bottom line is you have to do your own research, man. And even after doing, as Beasley said it, after you do your own research, you may come up with more questions than answers. And then
man,
what that
I
means,
always
dig
do.
A little bit
I
deeper.
Always do. I always
yeah.
do.
You know, I've been researching a lot of this stuff, especially since we talked with Wesley yesterday, you know, about the moon and blowing up planets and all that. And the more I dig into it, the more stuff I find, which, you know, leads me to question more. So what am I going to do before I bring it to y'all? I'm going to dig a little bit deeper, see if I can come up with some kind of solution. And that's what it takes. You know, but you have to have an open mind because I could have said, okay, Wesley, ain't nobody blowing no planets and that's it, and we ain't going to talk about it no more. But would that be fair to me or the listeners? No, you know, because we want to find out if, you know, there's some truth behind it. So you just have to keep digging until you satisfy your quest for knowledge. I mean, let's go somewhere for a moment.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe in aliens, that they have extraterrestrials out there in the universe somewhere?
Yes, I do. Okay.
All right. There's no way in this whole universe that we can believe that we're by ourselves.
Go ahead.
All right. Have you, like, seen an alien walk down the street? Or sitting at a bar? Has an alien ever, like, knocked on your door?
No, I have. I can't say I've seen that.
Right. So there's no. So you don't have any facts.
No.
You know, when you stick yourself into, like,
no,
I have to
I don't
see
have
it
any
in order
factual
to believe
proof.
It. Right. But there's a lot of information out there that would lead you to believe that aliens exist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all.
Right.
I mean,
And you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because if that case, you know, you can say the same thing about spirituality. You know what I mean? You know, I haven't seen a lot that I believe in, but I believe in it because, you know, I'm researching. So it's the same boat. I know, because I hear you. Hey, y'all, we got 10 minutes left in the show, and we are going to go over time for a little bit. So if y'all want to continue to hear the rest of the conversation, get on and call in 347-838-8622, or you can stay in the chat room and chat also. Go ahead, BZ.
I haven't seen and I haven't touched God, but I have felt God, and I have witnessed God in my life.
There you go. Right. I'm with you.
No, so I wonder if All Facts believes in God. Because God is a debate. It could be a debatable fact. Come on back, Mike.
Come on back, because, you know, I think Michael, man, we didn't have this conversation over and over again. Michael doesn't really believe in there's a God per se, you know, because as he says, you know, to him it's not black and white. So, you know, I don't know. In fact, I know he doesn't, because he says there's a contradiction in Genesis that he just is not going to accept, you know, any explanation for. So I can tell you no. Okay. So. Yeah, I remember those conversations now.
You know,
so come on back, Mike.
My understanding of God, you know, doesn't have that much to do with the Bible.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, my understanding of God, like I told you, I haven't seen God, I haven't touched God, but I've felt God, and I've witnessed God take action in my life. And the reason I know that it's true, because I have prayed and asked God for things, for miracles. At any rate,
but that's another show. So we talk about now. We can go and get into that now. So what you're saying is, even though you haven't seen him, you've had personal experiences that confirm what you already had faith in.
Yes. In fact, you know, I wouldn't even want to share what happened. But it's a heavy duty. It's a heavy duty testimony.
Right. So you have a personal testimony that you can say that, yes, I believe there is a higher being out there. Now, you know,
I would stand in front of a firing squad before I denounced it.
Hey, outstanding. And that's what you're supposed to do. If you believe it and you have faith in it, that's what you're supposed to do.
No, I know.
How did you? I mean, I'm just saying. But you had to have personal experience to come to that. Level of understanding of what you believe in, right?
Because
basically it falls down to a belief in a faith.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Let's see.
And that's not based on any, you know, experience in church. That's not based on reading the Bible. That's not based on anyone telling me anything.
Okay, so let me ask you this question then. Before you reach this echelon of belief and testimony, did you believe in a God before any of this happened?
Yes, I believe. Well, because I've always had faith.
Uh-huh.
I believe I've always had faith, and I always believed, you know, that, you know, there was that good things were intended for me.
Right.
You know, and I guess that's a way to, it's a way of having faith that things always seem to work out, even when it's difficult. You know,
mm-hmm.
I tend not to stress out too much because I feel like I'm going to be guided through it.
Right.
Right.
Right. And I have, and I've been, you know, I've walked on the wild side. You know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's put it like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I've walked on the wild side.
Mm. Wow.
The wild side.
The wild side.
And that includes almost anything and everything. So, what prevented me from falling into the abyss or being mm-hmm. so damaged that I never was able to come back, or, you know, it's kind of like a joke, but it's not really a joke, or being incarcerated for decades
mm-hmm.
or losing my life. So,
mm-hmm.
It's not because of me.
Mm-hmm. If y'all can hear, I think what saved you, man, you got some work to do, man, and you make it a testimony. You took your test and made a testimony. You took your mess and found a message. And so my name is Wes. I'm impressed with you, Mr. Beasley. I'm impressed with you, man. I have to give you your props on that, my brother.
Well, I'm just explaining it in a real way. That's all.
That's good,
real,
man.
In a real way. It's not no, this ain't no Eddie Murphy routine right here.
You know? Man, you keep it real now. You real talk now, man. You real
well,
talk with Mr. Talk, no. Man. I'll be quiet. Y'all continue.
No, that's all. No, because people will talk about their faith and their
uh-huh.
understanding of God, and it generally comes from, you know, the church said or this said, or they were raised
yeah.
a certain way. And it's something that was, you know, that they accepted from something else. No, I've been touched.
Hey,
and I believe a person
walk with the Most High, man. And that's what
you know
doing.
What? I'm going to share a little more of it with you guys, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to share a little more of it with you guys. My brother and his friends, about 22, 23 years ago, they joined this Hebrew Israelite group out of Miami.
Yeah, I know
okay.
about that.
Okay, now they joined it, and I'm not quick to join nothing. I ain't no follower.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back with this stuff, but I wanted to check it out because so many of them were a part of it. And I poo-pooed
mm-hmm.
it and ridiculed it. Long story short, what I came into knowledge of through them, okay, even though
mm-hmm.
I wasn't joining anything, was the holy name of God in Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
which any of you can look up right now, the Tetragrammaton. And if you look back,
mm-hmm.
what this is the four letters, the four Hebrew letters. Some like to refer to it as Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but there's a name that's
right.
higher than that. I was told by them that this is where the power lied, and I researched it a bit. Now, this is before the internet. That means I had to go to the library and get books. You know,
mm-hmm.
I had to go to the library, and
ooh.
Some of the books that
okay.
you have to get, you have to have the title. This is in the early 90s. You have to go to the library and have the title of the book because these are books that are in every
right.
library, and these are Masonic books.
So, what's
okay.
the name,
mm-hmm.
man? What's the name?
Well, the name is the name is within the Tetragrammaton. As far as the pronunciation of the name, I would urge you to research it and find it out. Now, let me tell you why I'm not going to tell you, okay? Because it's something I believe that you have to earn.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
No, that's not no bullshit. That if I were to just tell it to you, you wouldn't value it as much. But if you
but
were
this,
to
spend a little... Mr. Talk, that would kill me by people, man. If you got God to bless you with something, you got to spread it. Not,
but God
you
has blessed everyone. This is, all this is the Hebrew name of God. And
if you got the information, put it out there, bro. You scared?
I've already told you the Tetragrammaton, and yes, I am scared because this is nothing that should be used in vain. The name of the Lord should not be used in vain.
Well, if you know the name, tell the people, man. Tell it to the people. You think God won't hold his blessing in if he got blessed before? Now you're doing wrong. Now you're doing wrong. I got to judge you.
All right,
man.
Well, you can say that. I'm being as honest as I can with
you. What you think about that, Eric? What you think about that, man?
Well, basically what I'm thinking is testimony. So if he wants to share to a certain part, that's fine. I mean, I would like it for him to go a little bit deeper
into it.
Even if I told
you, don't
giving you the. But I'm saying, but if he's giving us the research material to go and find it, I think that's pretty good also, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look.
Well, what's
you know,
the
I am.
The Tetragrammaton.
Spell it, man.
Okay, you're going to have to spell that.
Hold on. Yeah,
let me
it,
make
man.
Sure I get the right spelling. I'm going to send you to it.
Okay.
And you find the pronunciation is what's hidden, and it's not that hidden. You can find that. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I spell it right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to find the way that I'm going to spell it right is I have to Google it, and I'm on this little laptop that's slow. My big computer's tripping.
Okay.
Hold on.
I understand that.
Tetragrammaton. Okay. Here it is. Tetragrammaton.
And you got so you said Tetragram what not?
Grammaton.
Aton. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all over the place. It's the four letters. You've seen them before. Any person, most people, a lot of people have seen it. More people are aware of it than I thought. But, okay, in calling out that name, in calling out that name, wondering if it was where the true source of power was, I did it one night. And I started to feel electricity. First, a light electricity, and then it started becoming more powerful, and I felt my body started to rise up in the air. It got to the point of like click, 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 and then I feel my body start to rise in the air. And you know how they have those acoustic ceilings, or they used to make the acoustic ceilings in apartments? Where they have that cottage cheese on your ceiling. Well, I kept my eyes closed, and it felt like I was rising up, and it felt like I was bumping up against that ceiling.
So basically, you levitate, right? You levitate. That's all levitate.
It feel like, all right, that I tapped into this power source, and it was letting me know that it was real, because it's never happened again since, and I've tried to do it since. Now, it lowered me back down, and I had a very peaceful, nice, restful sleep. So when I woke up in the morning, I was like, wow, was that a dream? Was that real? And here's the clincher. When I looked on the ground in my carpet, I saw some of that acoustic ceiling was on the carpet, which means to me, while I was up in the air bouncing off the ceiling and touching the ceiling, that I rubbed some of that acoustic ceiling off the ceiling, and it was on the ground there. So if there were any doubts, if that were a dream, which I didn't think it was, but that acoustic ceiling on the ground kind of solidified it for me. I still didn't join that organization that my brother and them joined. But I stopped poo-pooing it.
Right.
And I stopped saying anything bad about it. And all I could say is that I came into knowledge of the name through you guys and through this source and through this man that you have made into a deity.
Okay.
I can't believe I told it all. But I told it off.
Okay, that's it.
Now make sure you call Perry tonight. Tell him that story,
in
man.
In the chat room,
Perry's
going
to have to, be nice. He talked like a crazy man. One quick thing on that, Wesley. I'm a city boy. When we see you country dudes come through, we're gonna run some game on you just for fun.
It's all a state of mind, bro. It's all a state of mind.
Right.
City country is a state of mind, man.
I know it is, but you know, we bump your head a little bit. You know, y'all shouldn't take it so damn personal. It's just a little fun.
I feel like Eric, man. We from Florida, man. Florida folks got more sense than what you think, man.
Perry just can't figure me out. That's from the cult world.
So you looked it up yet, Harry?
No, he said something.
Benny said,
because
Benny, you know,
I have
to, Benny,
you know,
when
y'all
give
me stuff like that. Yeah.
Because Benny say that's a form of cult, man. I'm reading what Benny put in the chat room, man.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to let you look it up first, Eric, and then you tell me what's happening, man, and then you tell me what kind of results you have.
Let me see. I think I got
up.
Somebody else with their hand up. 111, you there? I see somebody
man,
with their hand up,
man, I'm sitting
there
laughing at my boy
B. Hello, 111?
I was sitting up here laughing at my boy PZ.
Why do you laugh?
He said, I was appreciating you too. Come on, Busy. Come on now. Come on with this. First of all, is it a dream or not a dream? Come on. You said
well,
I
he already said I believe
in
this damn thing anyway.
Exactly. Oh. Don't let him get you. Oh, this is so hilarious.
Yeah, you look,
oh,
he's
man,
really,
know.
He's really, you know what the funny thing is?
Yeah,
wow.
I love this.
I told you I would take a bullet behind this so you don't think I can take your laugh and your ridicule? Go ahead.
Mike don't believe nothing to it, man. Mike don't believe nothing.
Wow.
He is sitting
with
him in the head. He's the type of brother. Something got to really actually bust him in the head, man, for him to realize what's going on,
oh,
man.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, you'd be the richest man in the world if that happened to you, if you really ascended like that. Boy, you wouldn't know that for a fact.
But you want to know something? You want to know
fact?
Something? I shouldn't
you
entertain
still,
you, but I will.
Question.
You want to know something?
You still question whether it's a dream or it's a fact.
No,
I mean, listen
I didn't
to
know.
You.
All right,
exactly.
You know what?
Exactly.
Mike. It's never happened again. You don't think I tried to do that again?
It never did. You don't know if it's a dream or not. Like Benny said, that's that cult stuff.
Mike, man, how you going to question what
money?
That man say happened, man? If you
okay,
say it happened, it happened, man.
Okay.
You got
okay.
to be the most doggone no-go in the world, man.
Okay.
You got to be
the
one, man.
You know, you letting the whole world
like
to me that
call
happened.
Nobody out like that,
I
man. But you got to be the one. He can call me out. I don't have any. If I would take a bullet.
I love it.
If I would take a bullet for
Eric,
if I would take a bullet for
this,
I could take the
ridicule. Okay. Okay, hold on. Everybody
what happened, and you don't believe what they say, man. That's got to be the most
blindest
person in the world, man.
That's why
it happened to them. It happened to them, man. Okay, all right. Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's get something clear right now. Michael doesn't believe in that kind of stuff anyway, do you, Michael? Michael. Are you there?
I know, B. Yes.
He's an imbecile, man.
Okay.
I cannot wait to be T.R.
Michael, so
oh, busy. Come
Mike,
on.
You don't
now.
Believe
you
in,
do it.
You don't believe in Michael. Are you listening? You don't believe
yeah,
in the Most High God or whatever you want to call it. You don't
no,
believe in
I'm
that.
Ask, no, I'm
no,
ask
I'm asking
you
a question.
Believe with, no, before you say that, I want to get the question. Do you believe
no,
what this
I'm
man told
you
on the show?
I asked the question. This
do
is my show.
Believe,
don't be trying to run from the questions, Michael. Here's the question for you. Do you believe in God? Oh, how deep? How?
You gonna hang up now?
No, don't be.
But
ask you a simple question.
Describe what you
ask me.
Do I believe?
Don't be trying to twist.
No, I said, okay, listen.
Because
you're laughing
at what this
man
just said.
No, listen to me. I'll address you later. Listen, I said, you asked me a question. You asked me that I believe in
No, assist me now. You tap dancing now.
Listen.
No, Michael, you're not going anywhere. You asked the question. Quit tap dancing.
Why you're not? I must question. Listen, you asked me that I believe in something, right? Didn't you ask me that?
Yeah, do you believe in God or not?
Okay, no. So you're
do you believe in God or not? That's the
question. Okay, and I'm asking you, describe it, and I'll let you know if
I have to ask you that. No, I'm asking you.
You're asking me, and I'll
I'm
say, describe it, and I'm telling
you.
And I'll let you know. Describe.
Right.
No, I'm not.
You know what, Mike?
If you would study that name,
and you would learn the pronunciation, what happened with me is nothing super unique to me. That can happen with anyone that taps into that power source.
No, I'm asking him, do you believe what Beasley told you?
It doesn't matter if they believe it or not.
No, I'm asking them. They asked me, but I'm saying
wait a minute.
He asked
hold
me,
on.
Do
wait,
I believe
stop.
It?
Everybody stop. No,
okay,
Michael,
now,
you're not asking any questions
you
right now. Michael, you are not asking the question. I'm asking you.
Do you, listen, in order for
Michael,
you
that's
to
not
ask
the point.
Me,
here's the question. Yes or no? Do you
me,
believe in a God
you,
or not?
You have to describe
do,
it to
yes
me,
or no, Michael?
And I'll let
quit,
you know.
Michael, quit dancing around the topic and answer the question.
I'm not. That's, how can I say yes or no to something when you ask me do I believe in something and I'm
because
asking you
yes
to describe
no question,
it to
Michael.
Me?
Either you do or you don't. Either I have to describe it. You know what you believe in or not, so it's yes or no.
I only believe in things that I can describe. Now, I'm telling you to describe it. Now, if you're going to ask me, do I believe
Michael,
it's going to
Michael,
rain tomorrow, I can tell you yes
around,
or no. Because
I believe
it. Michael,
answer the question.
Because I can describe rain.
Michael, quit dancing.
And I'm asking
quit
you,
dancing, Michael. Your tap
you
shoes are wearing out. Yes or no?
No, it's not.
No, I'm asking you. You don't ask me anything right now. I'm asking you. I'm not describing anything. I asked you a simple question. Do you believe there's
okay,
a God or not?
Okay. So if you're not describing something, how can you ask me do I believe in it or not?
So you don't believe in God, Mike? It's okay.
No. I'm asking him to describe it, and I'll let him know. But he says I can't do it. So I'm asking you, how can you ask me that question? That's a fact.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
What
is your understanding of the creator, of God, of what people refer to as God? What is your understanding?
My understanding, I ask you again, when someone says God, I'll say, describe that to me. And once they
What is your understanding? You're familiar with the term, you've heard the term
you
before.
Okay.
What is your
you
understanding?
Okay, listen. In order to ask that question, you said the word understanding. Hold up. Understanding means I get a clear picture of something, correct? No, Beasley. You said before I answer your question, I want to get something. You mean understanding. Doesn't understanding mean clear picture? No distortion, right?
I ask what your understanding is, Mike.
Okay,
you can make this. You don't have to say you don't believe
me,
in God. It's okay.
No. Listen. No. I'm asking. Listen, you're not asking my question. you're distorting me.
You are a genuine
you're
piece of work,
you
my friend.
Look.
No,
hey,
I'm
Michael,
not. You're distorting me.
Michael, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Michael. Let me bring.
No, and I'm
look, let me
you
bring Vernon in. Let me
Let's
bring
see what
Vernon
someone else
in.
Has to say.
Let me bring Vernon in. Let me bring Vernon in, because, Michael, you tap dancing. You're just not going to answer because you don't know what your answer is. Vernon, you there, man? What's going on, cuz?
You never did. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man?
I want to ask Mike to say, hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Vern?
Well, Mike, I'm going to put it like this right here. Do you believe that some form of supernatural being created everything that you see before you today?
Oh.
Okay.
Well, you said, do I believe a supernatural being? I said, describe it.
Do you believe it was something that created everything that you see?
I'm gonna tell you what I know. No. Okay, guys. Oh, okay, Vern. Let me ask you a question. I'm not gonna tell you what I believe. I'm gonna tell you what I know. Hold on. What I know is that which has no beginning and no ending we all come from, which has no beginning and no ending. We, all of us, are not separate from that. Everything in the universe is not separate, which has no beginning or no ending. Which has no beginning or no ending, I cannot describe it. I can't label it. Because if I label it, I control. How can you describe something that has no beginning and no ending? Now, in the Bible, it says, quote, unquote, God has no beginning and no ending. So, therefore, how can you describe it? And we all come from that same source.
Mike, you know what? You know, you're not even – that shit might work. That shit might work in Baltimore, but that's some weak-ass riddle enigma con game you're talking right now.
Oh, really?
Answer the man's question.
No, he asked me. No, he asked me, and I said, I'll tell him what I know. And what I just said, no, this is not a con game, because what I said is not no hoax. It's a fact. I guarantee you what I said, it can be replicated over and over again. It's not a belief or religion, and I'm not trying to take your money. And guess what? I'm not holding a secret like you tried, Beasley. You're not going to tell nobody now.
I explained it perfectly clear that you have to earn it.
So I ask you to describe it. To describe it. When you ask me, do I believe something? You have to describe it, because there's no understanding. I have to get a clear picture.
You believe something? Do you believe there was something out there? Do you believe it was something out there that created everything that you see before you?
If you say something is not there, what do you mean?
You believe something created us? If I say a God, you're going to tell me to explain myself. So I'm just going to put it out there. Do you believe that it was something that created all of us out there? Something, someone,
no, The only thing I can tell you is what I know.
How do you propose we have that here?
Apparently there's nothing.
No,
you don't
know
nothing, man.
No. What I told you is what is a fact. You asked me what I believe. I don't want to go on the believer. I say me and you come from the same.
You didn't help me.
You're trying to describe something, and I say describe it to me, and you keep on labeling, and you never give me a description and say
I can give you a very simple description.
You're
giving me a very simple description. You know what?
When you label something, don't you describe it? Listen, when you label something, you label something God, right? And
he described it. He described it as something that created everything that you see all around us, that created the heavens and the earth. That's what he asked you. He described it.
He described it. Okay, so what is the description? What is the picture?
He just told you the description. Quit playing so damn hard.
He did not give you
Hold on.
If he gave you a picture, if he said that and he gave you a good picture, I say you crazy. He said, God, who created everything? And I said, that's why some people say it's him. Some people say God is a him. Some people say God is a her. I said, describe it to me. He's not describing it.
What do you believe?
Do you believe in anything?
I
believe it's going to rain tomorrow.
No, rain.
I believe it's going to rain tomorrow.
Wait a minute, y'all. Stop. All right, Michael, don't worry about it. Michael, leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Genetic mutation, man. Stop. Wesley,
you asked me a question about what Beasley said, all right? So I went to the website, and what I read so far, I can believe what he was saying, what I read so far. Now, I'm going to go deeper, but initially from what I just read, I'm kind of into what he just said. As far as Michael, now, Michael, you just went through all that. Listen, Michael.
Listen to me, Michael.
I can fix that.
You know what?
Okay, now.
You know what? They don't cheat.
Michael,
they don't teach
said,
this name. The Christian ministers don't teach this name. What they
right.
teach you yeah, is
I know.
Jesus. They circumvent
no, they
you
don't.
And have you pray
yeah.
to Jesus. But go ask your Christian minister, hey, man, tell me about this tetragrammaton. Tell me about this name. I've heard someone talk about it on the radio show, and watch them start dancing around like Mike was.
Yeah, that's all you're going to get from them Christians, man, just what you got.
No,
right,
go to the
right
Christian minister who knows
wait,
what this
wait
is.
A minute. Before we jump on, Mike. Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute before we jump on the Christians. Hold on for a minute, all right? Let's,
okay,
let's hold on
no,
before
but,
we jump
but,
on the Christians and stuff.
Go ahead,
and I want,
all right,
I want to address something Michael said. I want to address something Michael said real fast. You know,
why?
Michael, I love you, man. I do. And you know, we asked a point-blank question. We did.
You can't do it.
You tap-danced all around it. But then, in the middle of the whole conversation, you say, I believe it's going to rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I mean, but you...
Yeah.
Ooh wee!
It's a big play. He had no credibility, man.
You know?
No, but
so,
you know
if it's here, I'm gonna give up on even getting into the debate with
you
him, man. Because like they say, when two people argue and one is a fool, when people get too arguing, they don't know who the damn fool
they
is.
Tell the difference.
You know, he's been dismissed,
you know,
man.
I didn't know.
Listen, I'll let you know. For you can laugh at me. I'm laughing at y'all. I said I speak fat, and I'm saying you labeling something that y'all can't even describe. And I say y'all crazy. I said that everything that man has labeled, he described.
But Michael,
and he
wait a minute, Michael.
How can you describe something that has no beginning and has no end?
Michael, but yet you
can't. Yeah, he don't even know what man say about the weather tomorrow.
No.
I asked you that question, Beasley, and I'll ask you that question. Ask yourself that question.
How can you describe something that has no beginning and has no end?
No, I said I said which has no beginning and no end.
Then how can
something.
You describe something that's that encompassing?
His
that,
brain
that,
cells.
That's broad.
Like some brain cells
that's,
he got. Them
exactly,
two brain cells he got.
Them
that.
Two brain cells.
And listen. Watch this for a fact. When man labels something, I guarantee he has created it and he has controlled it. I guarantee it.
Wait. Michael, I'm going to ask you this question, all right? And I know you're going to dance and tap, but I'm going to ask you. You done said all that. But yet you can say you can believe it's going to rain tomorrow. Ain't nobody told you nothing
yeah.
about no rain.
Yeah. No. Well,
but you
I
can believe it's
going to
rain tomorrow.
Example. No. The question was, what do I believe in? No, listen to me. The question, no, I'm not. Listen, Mr. Tall. I'm speaking fact. I'm laughing at y'all. I would
it's,
never
it's
sway
the fact
the
that it's
going
to rain tomorrow,
listen,
Michael.
Listen
to what you just said.
I can't believe, listen
to what you're saying.
I guarantee he's not even going to go to that website and look it up. I guarantee
no,
he's not
going
to look it up.
And that's the sad thing.
Yeah, and I put the link in the chat room to make it real easy.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this, though, Mr. Talk. I don't know what you saw about the tetragrammaton, but what did you read?
Mm-hmm. Well,
what did you read?
You know, I read the Hebrew and I read about the different names and things like that. Like I said, I just glanced over it enough to pique my interest. And you know, that's not something I haven't heard before. So, it's time for me to dig a little.
Right.
Right.
Well, what is considered is the most sacred, the most high name of the Creator. It said that
mm-hmm.
this is the name
right.
that Moses called on in order to part the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
That the power, and that's why people believe that there's nothing that should be used in vain. You know, the Lord's
mm-hmm.
name should not be used in vain.
Right.
You shouldn't just be using it just for the heck of it, you know?
But
But right. see, Christian,
you know
do I have a problem
said.
With
that's
that?
Exactly
because
what it said on that site.
But see, Mr. Tall, don't go to Bible study because Christian will have a problem. See, he's speaking
oh,
Moses.
Michael,
law.
You know what?
No,
we
no,
still
no,
going
no.
To Bible
of
study,
course,
you know what?
Michael,
listen.
Michael, I guarantee you, he's talking about Moses law. You go to a Christian.
I'm not talking about Moses law. I'm just talking about. I'm talking about spirit.
So it's going to.
You know what I'm talking about?
What going through. It's all confusion. I'm just saying. It's total chaos.
Are you all confused, man?
It's another sect. Look, listen. This is why when you label something that can do that, this is what we have. He's coming with his another sect. But what he's doing? You going to another rabbit hole, Mr. Talk? I'm sitting back and listening to y'all.
Mike,
because
that's what
they
said.
Yeah.
Now he's going to Moses
Mike.
Law. What about Jesus law?
It's nothing about Mike, Moses law. I just said so. That's the name that where the power
no.
is.
Mike,
see,
mm-hmm.
that contradicts Christianity right there. I'm gonna mute myself and listen
it
to y'all.
It has nothing to do
crazy.
With Christianity. It's a
it's
Hebrew
a, okay,
name.
Whatever.
It's a Hebrew
right.
name.
What
it has nothing to do
God?
With Christianity.
You talking about God or Christianity?
It precedes Christianity.
Hey, Mike,
that's
you got your own show. You got a show.
Yeah.
Does he have a show?
Man.
He got a show.
Yeah. Meet
yeah,
me
he
at
has
8
a
o'clock,
show.
Bro. Meet me at 8 o'clock.
You lying, Mr. man. What's the name of your show, man?
Crazy as shit.
The whole fat show.
Hey. Mike.
Oh man, I can't believe we got a show, man. I can't believe that. Man.
No,
I don't want you to
name his show. Name his show is name his show is Chase Your
Man go
is Chase Your Tail.
No, Vernon, I'm saving him because he's not going to go on a wild goose chase. I'd rather you stay where you are.
Ain't no
bot talking, beating with
you.
He's going on a wild goose chase.
What's
the
name of your show, man?
Crazy shit.
What's the name of your show, bro?
The All Facts Show at 8 o'clock.
All Facts.
The All Facts Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, All Facts.
Mike.
All right.
Mike. And that's on Block Talk Radio?
Yeah, Mr. Talk, I care about you, man. Don't go on no wild goose chase like that. Keep your Christian friends, man.
Michael, listen.
Wow.
Listen to me, Michael. Listen to me, Michael. I am a grown man. You don't tell
right.
me what not to do and what to do. Number two, I seek knowledge, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. I seek knowledge, which means what I want to. Don't tell me what not to believe in, what to believe in.
It's
see, you're the main
though.
One. Michael, now here's the thing. You always saying, don't label me. Don't put a label on me. But yet every time we ask you a question, you put my label put on something. So in your favorite words, stop contradicting yourself and listen sometimes and so we can, opening your mind. We were talking about this earlier in the show.
He's
talking about he's going to ascend to heaven. He can ascend like quote unquote Jesus Christ did. At least they don't believe in that. Look,
man,
y'all
say
gotta
that.
Take it easy. He said he lifted off the floor. That's ascending. And I said, okay. But I love y'all, man. Y'all take it easy. I see y'all. Hey.
I'm gonna catch hell for this one, but it's all right. I knew what I was doing when I was opening my mouth to talk about this, and that's something very private and very
Michael
spiritual. Wayne. And I don't share that with people. And I can't believe I said that on the radio, but I did what I did. Let me ask you this though: the beginning of the Bible.
I have no problem with that.
Whatever, I did it. I'll take whatever he comes with it. I'm still standing by it.
That's the testimony, and it was meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant for you to get that knowledge out, man.
If I could take the bullet, I could take some ridicule. Oh. That doesn't change anything about what I know happened. It doesn't change anything about what I believe in the power of the name.
That's
the source that I pray to. Okay, I've received blessings.
Hey, okay.
I've had handcuffs on me. Okay, and I've called on that name. And I've had those handcuffs removed, and that ain't no lie.
I believe, man. I believe.
That ain't no lie. That ain't no lie. But let me ask you this. In the beginning of the Bible, what does it say? The beginning of the Bible, Genesis, how does it start off?
What? God created the heavens and earth. God created the heavens and earth.
Right.
What does it say? In the beginning?
Yeah, hold on.
Different
in the beginning,
Bibles make different
things. In the beginning,
okay.
yeah. Yeah.
In the beginning,
the word,
the word is this name I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. That's what existed. In the beginning, there was the word.
The word
is the name.
Right.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay.
Alpha?
All right. Here
the word.
This is what it says. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and the void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth and of the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the day. Okay. So what you want us to look for, Beasley?
No,
you know,
all I was saying, I think Wesley read it.
I mean, because
thing I've learned kind of recently that they've got maybe 15, 20 different Bibles, and they
move
the word.
Yeah, yeah.
And they move the words around.
Yeah.
They move the words around, and
right because you got the new international version that's like just
right
pleasant day English. The new
right,
version,
exactly,
yeah.
That's
the
exactly,
word
exactly.
Don't want to talk about that word, man. He right.
The Bible that I'm familiar with, and it might be King James, is like in the beginning there was the word, and the word is this name, and you know it is still part of a belief system. And it's like the beginnings of Judaism. There's a belief system. All I'm saying is that I have tapped into this, and something pretty remarkable happened to me. So I can't deny it. And there's also power in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Even though Yahshua's name was not Jesus, but I think there's power in it because you have so many people that are calling on it and praying.
And the name of Mohammed too, man. The name of Mohammed, peace be upon him. There's
man,
power
there's
in that word too.
There's power in that too. There's power in that too. I've just my belief is that this is the Most High name.
Did the right thing, man. You did the right thing by putting it out there, man. That's something I didn't know, and I'm gonna look into it. You did what God the Most High told you to do, man. Okay, you're blessed for that, man. I believe you on this, beast.
Okay,
you had long credibility, man.
Please, now you know what? That my little jail story just kind of happened, and it was a little bit of fun. Go ahead. What did Benny say?
Benny says that you're referring to John 1:1.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You refer to the original Bible, man. Because the Bible I had read said the beginning was the Word.
Yeah. The word is this name that I'm talking about. That's what you're saying. And in fact, many people feel that by substituting Jesus for this word is that it was done to mislead people.
Okay.
Yeah, mislead people. I want to make sure I got the spelling right, man. T E G R A G R A M L A T O N, right? I want to make sure I got the spelling correct.
All right, John.
Let me see.
John 1:1 says, look, John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The
okay.
Same
all right.
Name,
all right.
The
that,
same
that's
was
that's
in
it.
The beginning
that's
with
it.
God. All things were
that's
paid.
It. That's it.
You spell that
that
again.
Is John
1:1. Sure
hold on,
right
hold on, hold on.
Man.
Let me make sure, I'm gonna make sure I get it right for you. G-R. All right. T-E-T.
The one you gave us was right. Because that's why I went directly to.
If you spell it wrong, it's going to get you there.
Hold on for a minute. Wesley, I put a link in the chat room. I put a link in the chat room. Wesley, you can hit.
I go back and scroll it.
And they take you right there, too.
I can give it to you right now, though, because I looked it
up. Okay, well, give it to me then.
Yeah.
Give it to me, bro.
T-E-T-A-G-R.
H-E-R.
No. T-E-T-A as in apple.
Yeah.
G as in great. R as in roach. A-M-M-A-T-O-N.
Okay, A-T-O-N, okay.
Now you want to
make sure I got it right. Make sure I got it right. T-E-T-R-A.
No.
Okay. All right.
T-E-T.
A-G-R. A-G-R. Okay.
A-M-M-A-T-O-N.
M-M-A-T-O-N. Okay.
Yes.
I appreciate it, bro.
Yes, sir. Tetragrammaton. No, it's no big deal. But the pronunciation.
Yeah.
If you guys have done any, I don't know how many of you have done any type of, or how many of you may be Masons or have studied Masonry.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of Masons, they'll ask you, are you two letters? Are you three letters? How many letters are you working with? These are the letters that they're referring to. And these are the letters that we're referring to. This is
okay.
If you know the story of Hiram Abiff.
Yeah.
Okay. If you know about the story of Hiram Abiff, who was a master builder.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was a master builder who knew the pronunciation of the name, so he had great powers. Well,
right.
Hiram Abiff was a master builder. He built Solomon's Temple.
Uh-huh.
And Hiram Abiff was led astray, and he was murdered by three ruffians. Right.
Right.
Okay, you know the story. By three ruffians.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying with him died the pronunciation of the name, the proper pronunciation, which means others after him didn't know for sure, so they couldn't call into this power. And it's said that Masons have been trying to avenge the murder of Hiram Abiff for centuries. And they do that by, you know, attacking the institutions of education and, well, religion as well. And then, you know, I don't know that much about Masonry where I can repeat, but I do know that.
All right, y'all. That's a man. I tell you, that's why they all listen to us in overtime, man, because we get into some deep stuff sometimes.
You asked me when I first called into your show. You know, we talking about the Bible. Do you believe in the Bible? And I was like, well, no. And I can't even quote that much scripture. I wish I could quote more because there's wisdom there. But you can still be spiritual,
but, you know,
and you can still have knowledge
without
necessarily knowing scripture or
that's
being able to recite scripture. And you can still understanding.
And a lot of people that run around here quoting scripture. And not about, you know, what they're quoting anyway. So, I agree with that 100%.
That's another thing.
But I need to get up out of here, y'all. I got bowling tonight. So I got to get up out of here. So, yeah, man, I got to go bowling. We 30 minutes in overtime. What you talking about? You know, they shut you up after a moment.
You're welcome to erase this show. And
that's a negative. I'm not erasing this show
because I will regret having shared what I shared. But it's okay.
Why do you think you're gonna regret it, man?
No.
Why you think you're gonna regret it?
You never know.
It. No, I doubt it.
No, I don't know. Maybe just draw more interest towards.
You know what? You know what, Beasley? You never know. If you cause one person to pick up that book and start looking into it. You have not. It has not been. Fruitless?
Right.
It has not been fruitless at all.
Well, you know, besides the spiritual thing, that whole thing started a whole rebirth in my life, and more than just spiritual, but I really started learning a lot more, and I changed my perspective about a whole lot of things, and my mind opened up. Not that I was, you know, because I thought I knew things, but I really realized that I didn't know as much as I thought I did. That's all. It opened up a whole new thing. Like, wow, this is a possibility that I didn't consider. And that's all.
Right.
And that's
all.
I appreciate
them for
that.
Not a problem.
But you know, you have to have. You really have to have that. That open-mindedness to want to receive new things, you know.
Yeah.
And we know there's some people out there that just don't have that you know, that ability right now.
Mr. Eric, that's called being stuck on stupid. Basically.
I guess that's a plain way of putting it, huh? Stuck on stupid.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Y'all go ahead and get the last words in so I can get up out of here. So we'll go with Mr. Beasley first. Go ahead, Mr. Beasley.
I'm done. I've said enough.
You said enough? All right.
Yeah. I hope my
all right,
hope all
well, tomorrow
will
be open conversation again. Yeah, okay. Sure he will. He likes to fake. Well, I hope so too. But all right, man. Thank you, Beasley, for the information, man, and God bless.
Welcome.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. All right, Wesley. You there?
Yeah, man. I appreciate the information, man. And the saddest person in the world is not that's that don't discredit what somebody else said he went through, man. That's sad, man. You can if you say you went through something, then I got to take you for your belief that you went through something, man. It's not up to me to judge you what you went through. I mean, in effect, that's kind of like playing God yourself, man. But you know what I mean? I feel sorry for that brother, man. I hope he's not procreating.
He already has.
That's all I got to say, man.
All right. Appreciate it, man. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow is tomorrow is open conversation again. You know, like I say, probably all week we're going to have open conversation, you know, so we can just get into whatever we want to get into. You know, we're not limited to certain topics. And, man, I'm telling you, an outstanding show, much knowledge, much discussion, and you can't beat that. You really can't beat that. And that's what it's all about, man. Don't forget, Ebony's show should be starting right about now. You know, Ebony Empress on Blog Talk Radio also. You know, if you got time, slide by and talk to her. Benny, do you have a show tonight? Bible Truth by Benny, he has a show on BTR already. Also. And what time you come on tonight, Benny? Why are we sitting here waiting? For those that are still listening, Bible Truth by Benny, he has a show. I think you're doing Genesis. Are you at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time? I think he's doing, no, is it John? Is it John? Genesis? What you working on tonight, Benny? I dropped by last night or the other night, and my mind gone. But anyway, while he's getting ready to tell me. And don't forget, okay, he's working on the Gospel of John. So y'all want to stop by and learn a little bit from Bible Truth by Benny, go ahead and, you know, do a little research on there also. Antoinette and the Ron Rex Show. I think they come on at 8 or 9. 8? I think 8 Central. I'm not sure. But anyway, you know, check the BTR schedule for that show also. I don't think I forgot anyone else. Let's Talk by, Let's Talk with, is it Let's Talk? Les Jackson Show. It's something like that. Let's Talk with Les Jackson, something like that. Well, he comes on 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I think I got all my fellow shows up, gave them a shout out. So anyway, tomorrow open conversation. And once again, we're going to get into whatever we get into. All right. So I appreciate everybody who's dropped by today and participated in the show, who just listening on your different phones and devices. Thank you once again. As I always say, the show would never be a success without you. All right. So without that, man, just remember tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. Hey, you know, it's been a good one. And don't forget, man, just keep smiling. Keep smiling, keep laughing. As long as you keep smiling, keep laughing, you know, there's nothing you can't get through. And that's for sure. And be yourself. You know, be yourself. As long as you're being yourself, man, I'm telling you, it's on and popping. All right? Until then, because you're the only one who can make you happy. Until then, y'all, man, I'm out of here. Y'all have a good one. Later. Hey, I want to say thank you for listening to the show today. Hey, if you want to follow the show, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Hit the follow button, and you'll be following the show. Also, if you'd like to send a comment about what you heard, just send me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com or stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. All right, y'all. See you tomorrow. I'm out.